It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen! 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2 runners go. It is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida. It's good to be home as the Marauders return home to Bradenton to host a six-game series against the Palm Beach Cardinals, the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you on this cloudy and very muggy Tuesday evening. The Marauders opening up their six-game set with Palm Beach. This will be the Beach Birds' first and only trip to Lee Cobb Park here in the 2022 season. The Birds are the first-place team in the East Division here in the second half of the season. They are 22-14. The Marauders, meanwhile, tied for first place in the West Division. The Marauders have won three consecutive games, including a couple of extra-inning games over this past weekend in Fort Myers, the most recent of which was a wild but nonetheless exciting and fun 12-10 win in 12 innings on a lengthy Sunday afternoon in Fort Myers. Marauders came up with a couple of runs in the top of the 12th inning, and Carlos Lomeli was able to dance out of trouble over his three innings of work on the mound in those extra innings. Carlos Lomeli is our pregame guest tonight. After putting together that magnificent performance out of the back end of the Marauders' pen on Sunday, an exciting moment in his career, and he matches his career high, by the way, with those three innings of work. So we'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders pregame show continues with our visit with Carlos Lomeli. Stay tuned. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Cobb Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting today with right-hander Carlos Lomeli. Carlos, on Sunday, the 12-inning game out in Fort Myers, pretty wacky game, but you pitched the final three innings, and you responded to the challenge. How did you get so locked in and so focused and tightrope walk out of danger one time after another?
It was just, a team effort, honestly. I know going into the 10th, 11th, and 12th inning that I pitched in, I knew there was a runner on second, and I knew we had a big lead. We lost it. Happens. It's baseball. But, it just takes it that more, or it just gives you that much, more energy to fight for your teammates and, go out there and compete. And that's the end of the day. And we are doing well right now. We're bonding as a team better. And I think the chemistry's there, and we understand that we're going to go out there and be dogs. So that's what we did, and we came out with the victory.
Now, that Fort Myers lineup's a really difficult one. They just have the uncanny knack to take the bad pitches, go for the good pitches, do a lot of damage. Was there any sort of specific message geared toward that from Yorman or anyone on the coaching staff in terms of how to attack and what mentality to have going out?
Yeah, Fort Myers is a difficult lineup. They have good hitters up and down, 1 through 9. And, you know, it's just, it goes back to the fundamentals of baseball. Just throw strikes. You know, competitive strikes in the zone always win. And, you know, if you could do that, if you could command the zone, it's going to be difficult and you're going to make the hitters feel uncomfortable. And I guess that's the bullpen. Every pitcher here, that's the goal. You have the best stuff in the zone and just compete. And we did a good job of that and ended up getting the victory.
Visiting with Carlos Lomeli tonight. Your first season as a professional here in 2022, your first year in the Pirates organization. What has the transition like been like for you coming from St. Mary's from college ball into the professional game?
It's definitely different. You could tell the professionalism is there. But, you know, it's, like I said, it's baseball. It's fun. It's still fun. Learning how to take care of my body, especially going from the 3-game series to 6-game series now. It's basically every day and just trying to figure out throwing wise, recovery, understanding if my body's not feeling great this day, you know, we get to work through it, have a different routine, stuff like that. So it's been a learning curve, but I've been having fun with it. I mean, everybody's having fun.
Now, you grew up in California. What are your baseball roots like? Who sort of got you into the game? And then who was your team and who were your players that you idolized growing up?
Definitely my dad. When he was in Mexico, he was like one of the top in his little town at pitchers, and he threw hard. So yeah, he definitely got me to love baseball and just got me growing up with it. And then from there on out, every coach, I take in knowledge like no other. I love hearing the game and from different perspectives and stuff like that. So I just, all the coaches, my dad, my mom might hate me for that, but she was there to support. But you know, it was all of them. My family, mom, dad, sister was there. Everybody got me into baseball and just helped me along the way. All the coaches.
Who was the major league team that you grew up rooting for, and who were your particular players that you looked up to specifically?
Growing up, I liked the Angels. I loved them. It was a 20-minute drive, so I was there right there. The guy growing up that I idolized, probably Mike Trout, the way he plays the game. It's classy. He just goes hard every single day. Pitcher-wise, I don't have a favorite. I take in a lot of people, so from back in the day, like Nolan Ryan, how he competed, and he was – no matter what, he was going to throw in the zone and best stuff. Or guys like today, like Justin Verlander or just Max Scherzer, the way he competes. So I just take in all of them and try to be just myself with them.
Now, you talked about having to get used to the way you have to maintain your body going into these 6-game series compared to what you did in college. What have been some of the other adjustments to your game, if any, that you've made going from where you were when you began the season to now here in early August?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always working on mechanics. That's just in-season thing. Bad habits happen. Try to get rid of them, get good habits. But recovery-wise, it's just learning how to understand your body, learning what you feel that day. And say I threw yesterday and I'm feeling a little sore, my routine might be a little more mobility instead of, like, quick action stuff. So it's just maintaining the body health and, like, making sure that I'm at a high percentage every single day, and it might be different the way the routines work before I throw or after I throw. But yeah, just doing the lifting and then doing sprint work in between lifts as well has been helping. And you know, we got the good staff, so and just do what they say.
Now, you talked a little bit earlier about some of the chemistry and the feeling in the clubhouse with this team. Team's tied for first place right now, going into this early August series with Palm Beach. What has just the overall experience been like to interact with this group of guys and to just sort of go through this whole season journey with them? How much fun has it been for you?
Oh, it's been a blast, honestly. In the beginning, we didn't really know each other, so it was weird. But now seeing where we're at as a team right now, it's pretty shocking and it's pretty surprising, but it's fun, and that's what makes it fun. So I think our chemistry is going well into these next 2 weeks because we got Palm Beach, a good team, and then we got Tampa, who we're tied in first with. So we understand what's happening in the next 2 weeks, and we're just going to have fun with it. We know what to do. We're a good ball team, and we're just going to go out there and compete.
Sounds good. Thank you for your time, Carlos.
Thank you.
That was Carlos Lomeli, our guest on the pregame show. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Leacom Park as we approach first pitch here beneath cloudy skies. It's time to meet tonight's starting lineups, beginning with the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals. We have a record of 22-14 in the second half, 52-48 overall. And here in the second half, they lead the Florida State League East. Center fielder Victor Scott leads off for the Beach Birds. It'll be followed by second baseman Brody Moore. Left fielder Nathan Church hits third with first baseman Thomas Francisco batting cleanup. The shortstop Jeremy Rivas bats fifth. Catcher Jimmy Crooks bats sixth. Right fielder Chris Rotundo is batting seventh. Third baseman Michael Chiriali bats eighth. And the designated hitter is Alex Iadesernia. He rounds out the nine for the Palm Beach Cardinals, who sent to the mound right-hander Trent Baker. Baker's been Mr. Reliable from the top of the rotation this season for the Cardinals. 7-7 record, 3.19 ERA, over 19 appearances, holding opponents to a .226 batting average, a 1.27 whip. He's been mostly a fly ball pitcher here this season, but he has been, again, a reliable arm. Four different occasions this season, he has gone seven innings. He's been a real workhorse. The lineup for the Marauders, a record of 23-13 in the second half. Marauders have won three straight, and they boast a 52-49 record overall. They're currently tied with Tampa for first place in the West Division. Here's how they line up. Shortstop Sungche Chang leads the way with center fielder Sergio Campana batting second. Third baseman Juan Jerez hits third with the DH Jack Brannigan making his Leacom Park debut. Brannigan bats cleanup. First baseman Brendan Dixon bats fifth. Catcher Wyatt Hendry hits sixth. Left fielder Davies Nadal making his first career start out in left. He is batting seventh. Second baseman Norquis Marcos hits eighth. And the right fielder Josiah Dixon bats ninth for the Marauders, who send left-hander Anthony Solomito out to the mound. Solomito's enjoyed a very successful rookie season here at Single A in 2022. 19-year-old left-hander from New Jersey, 3.55 ERA over 8 appearances, 1.22 whip, and 27 strikeouts against just 10 walks over 25 and 1/3 innings. He, too, is holding opponents to a .226 batting average. Before we go any further, we want to offer up our biggest congratulations to Jace Bowen. Jace, the Pirates' 11th-round draft pick in 2019 out of Central Catholic High School in Toledo, Ohio, has been promoted to High A Greensboro. Huge news we're all excited to hear. At the same time, a little bit bittersweet as Jace has been. Just such a pleasure to be around between this season and last season. He finishes as a Marauder playing 201 games, 28 home runs, 126 RBI, 36 stolen bases, and although it is sad to see him go and sad to see part of the heart and soul of both this year's team and last year's championship team leave Bradenton, we are certainly excited for Jace to take the next step of his career as he's up to High A Greensboro. Best of luck to Jace Bowen as he's on up to Greensboro. Well, we'll step aside now here on the pregame show. When we come back, first pitch is coming your way from Leacom Park, the Marauders, and the Palm Beach Cardinals. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and Also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Leacom Park here in Bradenton. Spencer Smith back with you on this Tuesday evening as we welcome back for this homestand opener. The Marauders take on the Palm Beach Cardinals, the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals, and left-hander Anthony Solomito makes his warm-up tosses on the mound. 3.55 ERA, 9.59 strikeouts per nine innings. Solomito's enjoying a solid season here in 22. He's been pitching out of the bullpen, generally in tandem behind right-hander Bubba Chandler. Chandler has been scratched last minute here tonight for reasons unknown, so we will fly with Solomito tonight. And the first man he'll face this evening will be center fielder Victor Scott. And as the Palm Beach Cardinals do not travel a broadcaster, we welcome any Cardinals fans listening into tonight's game or viewing via MLB TV. The Marauders in the home whites, Cardinals in the red jerseys with the gray pants. Waiting for the grounds crew to clear the field down the right field corner as Solomito eyeballs the signal from catcher Wyatt Hendry. And here we go. The windup and the evening's first pitch is taken inside for ball one. We're underway at 6:33 p.m. 74 degrees and cloudy. Some rain fell earlier this afternoon. Thankfully dry right now. Lights are on here at Leacom. The 1-0 from Solomito, swung on, bounced up the middle, and Solomito reaches out to his right, snags the one-hopper, underhand toss to Brandon Dixon at first, in time to retire Victor Scott. 1-0, let's meet the Marauders' defense. In the outfield from left to right, we see Davies Nadal, Sergio Campagna, and Josiah Dixon. First start of the year in left field for Nadal here. Third baseman is Juan Jerez, shortstop is Sung Che Cheng. The second baseman is Norquise Marcos, first baseman Brandon Dixon, and the catcher Wyatt Hendry. Here now is Brody Moore from the right side. He swings and crushes one deep to right field toward the corner. On the run, Josiah Dixon over toward the line runs out of room. It falls out of play. Well, this Palm Beach roster right now is chock full of new blood. A lot of the recent draft picks by the Cardinals organization have already made their way onto the Cardinals roster. Two of them have found their way onto the Bradenton roster meanwhile. Jack Brannigan, designated hitter. Tres Gonzalez, fifth-round pick out of Georgia Tech. He is not in the lineup, but he is with the team. The 0-1 to Brody Moore, taken high for ball one. Brody Moore over eight games, .217 batting average. Still looking for that first home run. He has driven in a pair. Solomito winds and offers up the 1-1. There's a swing and a drive out to right center. Center fielder Campagna hustling to his left, and he makes the catch, gliding beautifully into the gap in right center field. The Marauders are coming off a 4-2 series win in Fort Myers. Cardinals, meanwhile, coming off a 5-1 series win last week over Jupiter. They're in the stadium rivals. Palm Beach Cardinals, Jupiter Hammerheads, for those unfamiliar, share a ballpark. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium out on the east coast of Florida. Now lefty on lefty again as Nathan Church bats next. Here's the toss. Solomito just misses the inside corner for ball one. We have the fully automated balls and strikes tonight with Warren Eubanks behind the plate and Sam Carey on the bases. Just underway here at Leacom. No score, two away. And the 1-0 pitch. That is a strike onto the outside corner. Church didn't seem to think so. A ball and a strike. Left-handed hitter listed at 5'11", 180 pounds out of Irvine, California. Just outside of Anaheim. 1-1 coming, and Church swings and lifts it down the left field line. This slice is foul and out of play. So again, we have Davies Nadal out there for the Marauders. Infielder for his entire career, but he's getting the spot start out in left field tonight. As I mentioned, fifth-round pick this year by the Pirates. Tres Gonzalez is with the team, but is not in the lineup. Good chance he'll be in the starting lineup for tomorrow's matinee. The windup in the 1-2 from Solomito. Swinging a bouncer weakly up the first baseline. It rolls, foul. Brandon Dixon waiting back on it. The speed by Nathan Church coming up the line would have made it a close and interesting play. Would have been a tough one to make. So the count remains 1-2. As mentioned on the pregame show, this is the first and only trip this season to Leacom Park for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Coming from the opposite coast, it's relatively normal. See more of the West Division rivals than you do the East Division here year to year. Slightly open stance from the left side by Church. Here's Salamito's 1-2 again. Church swings in, weakly bloops it right to the third baseman. Juan Jerez puts it away with a routine two-handed catch. Inning over. Side retired in order here in the first. We head to the bottom half. No score here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Here come the Marauders to the plate. Bottom of the first inning. No score early on here at Lecom Park. And right-hander Trent Baker makes a start for the Cardinals here in the series opener. Right-hander from the windup of the pitch to Sungjae Cheng. That's a fastball looked at for a strike. For those just joining us, Cardinals went down in order 1-2-3. Left-hander Anthony Salamito taking care of business quickly for Bradenton. Now here's Trent Baker with the 0-1. Cheng looks at a off-speed pitch that misses low and outside. Sungjae Cheng hitting safely in three straight games. Batting average of .250. Four home runs, 37 runs batted in. Now the 1-1. Takes in the dirt for ball two. Trent Baker hails from Austin, Texas. Ninth round draft pick last year by the Cardinals out of Angelo State in Texas. Coming off a brilliant outing last time out, seven scoreless innings Thursday against Jupiter as Cheng swings through a pitch upstairs for strike two. So seven scoreless last Thursday for Trent Baker. That was his third such start this season. He also did so on April the 28th against the Hammerheads and May the 17th against the Marauders, as it turns out. Here's the motion, and Baker's 2-2. Cheng lays off high and outside for ball three. Last week's series against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, Cheng went 7 for 18 at the plate with three runs batted in. 3-2 coming from the righty. Up and away for ball four, and Cheng earns himself a leadoff walk. Let's meet the Palm Beach defense behind Baker tonight. In the outfield from left to right, it is Nathan Church, Victor Scott, Chris Rotondo. Around the horn on the infield, third baseman is Michael Chiarelli. The shortstop, Jeremy Rivas. The second baseman is Brody Moore. First baseman is Thomas Francisco, and the catcher is Jimmy Crooks. Righty on righty, Sergio Campagna stands in next. And the toss. Campagna checks his swing at a fastball high and tight. Did he go? No, he didn't. Sam Carey making the call on the bases per the appeal. Well, we're talking about the big promotion from Bradenton to High A Greensboro today as we see a pickoff to first base by Trent Baker. Chase Bowen promoted to Greensboro. Well-deserved promotion. He'd been stinging the ball lately. 12 games previously. Bowen hitting .362 during that span. 1-0 to Campagna. Taken high, 2-0. Well, part of the trickle-down, if you will, maybe trickle-up in this case, Andy Rodriguez, 2021 Low-A Southeast Player of the Year, promoted from Greensboro up to Double-A Altoona, so another former Marauder on to bigger and better things. 2-0 pitch. Campagna lays off another one high for ball three. Trent Baker trying to nibble right around that part, upper part of the zone. Campagna working it to 3-0. Sung-Che Cheng on first, nobody out. The 3-0 pitch, high and inside, and Campagna earns a walk. Back-to-back free passes for the Marauders here. So the home team is in business, and if you're the Cardinals, this is not the man you want to face right now. Juan Jerez. He has been crushing the ball lately. Jerez, a three-game hit streak. He has hit safely in 10 of his last 13 games. And part of the Marauders' epic 12-inning battle in Fort Myers on Sunday involved a go-ahead three-run bomb off this man's bat. First and second, nobody out. The pitch to Jerez. Fastball is over the plate for a strike. That three-run homer for Jerez on Sunday, part of a four-run Marauders rally in the seventh. That lead would eventually evaporate, but the Marauders would ride that momentum to the eventual 12-inning win over the Muscles. The 0-1 pitch. Jerez swings and misses. A mighty rip. Couldn't connect. 0-2 the count. Some torrential downpours falling during the afternoon here in Bradenton. Thankfully, the tarp pulled off and dumped in the field prep with plenty of time to spare here before game time. Trent Baker working way ahead 0-2. The pitch to Jerez, high and inside, and it gets him in the helmet. Baker losing command of that 0-2 pitch, and again, thankfully, it looked to be a breaking ball. As Jerez is walking around, goes to pick up his helmet outside the dirt circle, and he'll head down to first base. Jerez giving no indication whatsoever that he's having any sort of discomfort. Always an encouraging sign after a player takes a hit to the cranium like that. Oh, actually, that one more off the shoulder. Certainly a much more ideal spot to get hit. Welcome to Leecom Park, Jack Brannigan. Pirates third-round draft pick out of Notre Dame this year, making his home debut. Bases loaded, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Brannigan takes in the dirt, a good block by Crooks, keeping it in front. No score, bottom of the first inning, but the Marauders threatening as the catcher Crooks goes out for a mound visit now to Trent Baker. Looking at the numbers for Baker, and at least on paper, the command has not normally been much of a problem for Baker. Looking at his numbers start to start, generally no more than a couple of walks, so may just be getting the wildness out of the way early on here. Relatively low walk totals for him all year. Respectable strikeout total, meanwhile. 10.45 strikeouts per nine. All set to go. Here's the pitch to Brannigan. Here's a swing and a liner. It's awfully to left field. Coming on Church. Makes the catch. And just a bluff tag from third by Chang. And a throw a little bit offline. Home from left field. But no harm done to the Cardinals. So Brannigan lines one to left. Not deep enough to score Chang from third, though. And it's one away for Bradenton. That'll bring up Brandon Dixon. Texas native, part of the extra inning battle on Sunday for the Marauders against Fort Myers. Reached base three times in that game. Here's the pitch to him. He swings and fouls it back. Right-hander Baker certainly fits the starting pitcher mold. 6'3", 240 pounds. A lot of muscle in that right-hander's frame. Two Texans squaring off here. The 0-1 pitch. That's low and outside to Dixon. Takes another pitch blocked in the dirt by Crooks. Slider coming in at 84. Lights on beneath cloudy skies here in Bradenton. No wind to speak of. Here's the set. And the 1-1 to Dixon. He takes just below the knees for ball two. And Baker trying to figure out where that missed the zone. Warren Eubanks appeared to give him a little bit of a clue there as to where it missed. Again, the automated balls and strikes are being utilized tonight. From the stretch, the 2-1. Dixon looks at strike two in the outside half. Trent Trent Baker from Austin, Texas, and Brendan Dixon from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, small town of Argyle, Texas. Who's going to win? Time called. Requested by Dixon. Zeros all the way across in the runs, hits, and errors columns for both teams here early on. Bottom of the first with the bases loaded, only one gone. Now Baker the 2-2. Dixon swings and bounces to third. Kiriali gathers it, throws to second for one, throw it to first, bounces away from Francisco. One run scores. Here comes Sergio Campagna to score. And so the Cardinals unable to turn the deuce to end the inning. And instead, the Marauders get two runs out of it. 2-0 Bradenton here in the first inning. Kiriali, a perfect feed there from the hot corner to the second baseman Moore, who's throws short hop to first baseman Francisco, unable to make the backhand pick. So the Marauders scratch a couple across here. Wyatt Hendry to the plate now. Swings at a first pitch fastball and misses. That was up in the zone from Baker. Dixon on first base with two outs. A spin and a throw to first. Pick off, checking in on Dixon. He's in there safely. We have seen Dixon run from time to time. 6 of 7 in the stolen base department this year. Now Baker the next pitch. Fastball. That's right down the pipe to Hendry for strike two. Hendry has fallen on hard times at the plate lately. Last 10 games, just 3 hits and 31 at-bats. He waits. Baker, the 0-2. That's low and inside. Fastball clocked to 93. Baker, a 23-year-old, won't be turning 24 until later in the month of December. Gets the signal. Now sets. Spins and throws to first. Another pickoff. Checks on Dixon. He dives in safely this time. Bradenton 2, Palm Beach nothing. Home half of the first inning at Lecom Park. The 1-2. Taken inside of that hit, Hendry. Hendry got his arms up over near the plate and ended up taking that pitch on the arm, maybe the wrist. Hard to tell as he's pacing around the third base side, clearly in some pain. Third base coach Gustavo Amaña wandering in his general direction. Now here's the athletic trainer Casey Lee and the manager Jonathan Johnston taking a look at Hendry, and he's calmly walking slowly to first base with the two-man accompanying him. Johnson heads back to the dugout. Hendry gives his protective equipment to the trainer. Casey Lee just continuing to walk with him. Get a look at the replay here. Where exactly did it hit him? Oh, I think that got him right on that back elbow, maybe the forearm. Aye, aye, aye. Trent Baker's shaking his head to himself slightly as that pitch went high and tight. His command has not been sharp this inning. Here's Davies Nadal, first and second, two away. The pitch, lefty batter, shows bunt, pulls back, and takes high. Two walks, two hit batsmen, and two runs home on an errant throw on what should have been an inning-ending double play for the Cardinals. Bradenton leading 2-0. Here's Baker's 1-0. Nadal swings and fouls it back to the screen. Red-haired right-hander Baker. Red beard sprawling across his face to match. Now time called, requested by the catcher, Crooks. This is really becoming a high-effort inning for Trent Baker. 27 pitches now. The 1-1 toss. Here's a swing and a drive to left field by Nadal. Left fielder Church hustling in. He makes the call. He wants it, and he makes the catch. The inning is over, but the Marauders put two on the board on a throwing error on a double play that couldn't be completed. 2-0 Bradenton ending to the second. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Muggy one here in Bradenton. Welcome back into Lecon Park on a Tuesday night. The Marauders leading the Palm Beach Cardinals 2-0. And back for a second inning of work on the mound, left-hander Anthony Solomito. Faces Thomas Francisco, left-handed hitting first baseman for the Cardinals, who takes a first pitch strike on the inside corner. 21 games for the Cards, .313 batting average, .849 OPS for Francisco, Tennessee native. Here's the motion. The left-hander is 0-1. Francisco swings, bounces it up the middle. Second baseman Marcos dives to his backhand side and has it squared away from him. The ball ricochets out to shallow left center. Sungjae Chang recovers, and Thomas Francisco is held to a leadoff single. Nice effort there on the backhand dive by Marcos. Not quite able to come up with it cleanly, though. So leadoff man aboard for Palm Beach. That is their first base runner of the evening. And Jeremy Rivas will bat next. Solomito lifts his leg and deals. And the pitch is low in the zone for a called strike. Rivas has played for the Cardinals all season. .254 batting average. 26 runs batted in. Power not generally a big part of his game. He does not have a homer this season. Solomito's slide step delivery. 0-1 taken low. Smothered by Hendry. 1-1 the count. Jeremy Rivas from Valencia, Venezuela, signed with the Cardinals organization July 2019. Here's Solomito's 1-1. Rivas swings and misses for strike two. Anthony Solomito's last time out, last week against Fort Myers. Three scoreless innings, gave up only two hits, walked one, struck out a pair. He's ready. Tall left-hander, the 1-2 pitch. Rivas swings, gets a piece, fouling it back. Last time Palm Beach came to Lecon Park, it was not a happy road trip. Cardinals got swept in six games by the Marauders. That was part of a nine-game Marauders win streak last May. The 1-2 pitch swung on a miss. Down goes Rivas for strike three. Solomito grabs his first strike out of the night. Sets down Rivas. Now he'll face Jimmy Crooks. Like maybe a change up there around the outside corner from Solomito. Perfect spot for it. Lefty on a lefty. Runner on first with one out. Here's the pitch. Crooks swings and misses. 0-1 the count. Jimmy Crooks. Dallas Fort Worth area native. Fourth round pick this year out of Oklahoma by the Cardinals. Helped lead the Sooners to a second-place finish of the College World Series. 0-1 is taken for a high strike. It's 0-2. As a matter of fact, the Sooners, along with Jimmy Crooks, beat Jack Brannigan's Notre Dame in the second round of the College World Series. Went on to beat Texas A&M in the semis after that. The 0-2. Crooks takes the low one away. So as mentioned, a lot of new faces on this Palm Beach roster. A lot of the recent draft picks from the Cardinals organization making their way to Palm Beach. Jimmy Crooks, one of them. He's played in just six games so far, hitting .235, still in search of his first run batted in. The 1-2 toss. Crooks takes low and outside. Hendry keeps it close, and the runner on first, Thomas Francisco, didn't get too far off the bag, so he stays put. Anthony Solomito wearing the goggles on the mound tonight. We've seen him do that a couple of times. Here's the set of the chest. 2-2 now. Low for ball three. Crooks working the count full. Crooks wears no batting gloves. Throwback look. Bright red wristbands on both wrists. Black elbow protector on that right elbow. Slightly open, slightly crouching stance. The 3-2 pitch. Crooks takes. Too high for ball four. Borderline pitch, and Crooks seemed to know it immediately that it missed the zone. So a solid approach there as Jimmy Crooks earns the walk here. And the Marauders working with a 2-0 lead, but the go-ahead run will come to the plate now. Good movement on the breaking ball there from Solomito. Missed the zone upstairs, though. Chris Rotondo, right-handed hitter. Solomito, long glance back at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Threw a fastball. 0-1. Chris Rotondo, Reading, Connecticut native. 19th round draft pick this year out of Villanova by the Cardinals. Second Wildcat drafted this year. Here's the 0-1. Rotondo takes for strike two. Another fastball. Another Wildcat drafted out of Villanova this year was right-handed pitcher Cole Patton. Tigers took him in the 17th round. Solomito stepping off the rubber, quickly journeying behind the mound, gathering his thoughts. Rotondo, the fourth Wildcat ever drafted by the Cardinals. That's a small select group that includes right-handed pitching prospect Gordon Graceffo, former Palm Beach Cardinal. Ahead 0-2, the left-hander's pitch, and it's cut on and missed for strike three. Breaking ball to the back foot had Rotondo flailing. And Solomito grabs his second strikeout of the inning. Two away for the Cardinals. That'll bring up Michael Chiarelli. Nasty, nasty. Michael Chiarelli, the Californian. The pitch. Righty batter takes high and inside, leaning back away from it. Chiarelli, born in Freehold, New Jersey. It's in the central part of New Jersey. Neither a far trip from Philadelphia nor from New York City. Hometown, though, is Capistrano Valley, California. That's in Orange County. 12th round pick out of UCLA this year by the Cardinals. Solomito disengages from the rubber, surveying the scene behind him. 2-0, Bradenton leads, top of the second. Cardinals have Thomas Francisco on second, Jimmy Crooks on first. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a drive out to right field. Hustling to his right, Josiah Dixon. It's over his head and bounces to the wall. Coming home to score, Francisco. Being waved home behind him is Crooks. Relay throw coming home from right field. It is not in time. This game is tied on a two-run double off the bat of Michael Chiarelli. Josiah Dixon went sprinting after that ball back toward the right center field gap and came up shy of it. A nice little inside-out stroke from Chiarelli brings home a couple of runs, tying the game at 2-2 here in the second inning. Now, had Wyatt Hendry been able to scoop that ball in the short hop in the dirt, play might have been close. Still no guarantee they would have gotten him, though. Talking about Crook scoring the tying run there on the double. Pickoff to second base, and the ball bounces into center field. Hustling after it, Northeast Marcos. He goes sliding after it on the damp grass, but into third base still with no throw goes Michael Chiarelli. So the Marauders maybe had something working there. Looked like Solomito had a chance to catch Chiarelli leaning. Throw bounced, though, and Sung Chae Cheng couldn't make the pick on it. Well, that throw's still maybe a little late, actually. Was a 2-0 Marauders lead, has turned into a 2-2 game. And now the go-ahead run 90 feet away for the Cardinals. The pitch, swinging a crack bat, bouncer past the mound. Chang charges, gloves it, throws to first in time to get Alex Iadesernia. So, Cardinals tied up at two on a two-run double. We head to the bottom of the second. Here at Lecom Park, this is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders 2-0 lead was short-lived here at Lecom Park as a two-run double by Michael Cariali has tied the score for Palm Beach. Norquise Marcos leads off the second for Bradenton and fouls the first pitch back, 0-1 the count. Back for his second inning of work tonight, right-hander Trent Baker threw 27 pitches, only 12 strikes in the first inning. His 0-1, Marcos swings and misses out in front of a slider for strike two. Marauders getting both runs on one play. Cardinals unable to turn an inning-ending double play. Ball bounced away from the first baseman. The 0-2, Marcos takes, and it's a little high for ball one. Two walks and two hit batsmen by Trent Baker in that lengthy first inning that saw seven men step to the plate for the Marauders. Now is 1-2 pitch. Marcos lays off low and outside. 36 games for the Marauders. Marcos struggling at the plate this season. 167 batting average. One home run, nine runs batted in. True highlight has been the defense, though. He's been versatile, second base and third base, providing steady defense at both. Pointing the bat toward the pitcher here in his slightly funky batting stance. 2-2 on its way. Marcos takes inside just off the plate. Backdoor slider misses. And the count is now full. Now the windup. Right-hander's payoff. Marcos swings and misses, blown away on the fastball for strike three. That is the first strikeout of the night for Trent Baker. As we alluded to on the pregame show, a pretty respectable strikeout rate for the right-hander this season. Averaging 10.45 strikeouts per nine innings. Only opponents to a .226 batting average. Now we get a look at Josiah Dixon. Nine-hole hitter tonight. Swings the first pitch, a bouncer over the mound. Second baseman Moore shuffles to his right, grabs it, throws to first, and it almost pulls the first baseman Francisco off the bag. On a backhand dive, though, he's able to maintain contact with his foot on the bag. And Josiah Dixon retired, two away. Somehow, some way, Thomas Francisco, nice backhand sprawling dive, saving a throwing error. Sung Jae Chang looks at a pitch low here in his second plate appearance. He worked a six-pitch walk his first time. Score tied at two, bottom of the second here at Lecom Park. Baker the pitch, and Chang pops it on the third base side. This is out of play into the seats. not a bad Tuesday night crowd. Surely going to see some bigger ones as this weekend approaches. 1-1 pitch. Chang swings through a fastball for strike two. We have Thirsty Thursday coming up. We have First Responders Appreciation Night Friday. Space Night coming up on Saturday. Baker winds up and offers. 1-2 pitch is swung on and cranked out to right field. Toward the corner, this ball is fair and off the wall. Sungjae Chang speeding towards second base, and he makes it there, standing up without a throw. Nice loud crack of the bat, and Chang drives that one halfway up the right field wall for a two-out double. Pitch right out over the center of the plate, and Baker had it get hammered. Sungjae Chang has now hit safely in 14 of his last 16 games. He represents the go-ahead run on second for the Marauders. Sergio Campagna will bat for the second time. The pitch. Campagna takes a slider that's low and outside. Not a bad place for it. Once upon a time, earlier this season, Campagna would have likely chased that pitch. He's got a lot better, though, laying off pitches outside the zone lately. Look at second. Chang not moving. And the pitch misses down to Campagna, 2-0. Exit velo on the Sungjae Chang double, 104 off the bat. Marauders trying to bring home that go-ahead run from second. Score tied at 2 here in the second inning. The 2-0. Campagna swings and fouls it straight back. In the extra inning game in Fort Myers on Sunday, Campagna went 2-for-4 with a two-run double. Likely help him out of the funk he had fallen into briefly. Was 1-for-14 in his previous five games before that Sunday game. 2-1. Fastball swung on, popped him up behind home plate and out of play. Two runs, two hits, one error for the Cardinals tonight. Two runs, one hit, and one error for the Marauders. Baker is set at the belt buckle. Here he comes, the 2-2, and it's low and outside for ball three. Nice looking frame by Jimmy Crooks, but with the automated balls and strikes in the picture tonight, that framing really won't make any difference. Still remains pretty good practice for the remainder of the series, Thursday through Sunday, when the challenge system comes into play. 3-2 pitch now to Campagna. He swings, pops it up again. First base side near the Bradenton dugout. Crooks over to give it a look, but this one falls into the seats. Some nice long plate appearances by Marauders hitters tonight. Next pitch that Campagna will see will be number 7. Trent Baker sitting at 44 pitches, exactly half of them for strikes. Campagna looking to drive home the go-ahead run from second base. Sungjae Chang, his teammate, is out there. 3-2, sails to the backstop. Chang hustles up to third base on the wild pitch. He's in there standing up. And Trent Baker, playing it simple, he just had that ball slip well out of his hand prior to the intended release point. So the result, a walk to Sergio Campagna, as well as the wild pitch. And now let's see if Juan Jerez can contribute to the threat here. Bradenton trying to cash in and regain the lead. Campagna a double, takes third on a wild pitch. Or rather, Chang a double. Now here's Juan Jerez fouling the first pitch back. Chang on third base, representing the go-ahead run. Sergio Campagna on first base. You wonder if in this situation, Marauders might send him to try and cause some chaos on the bases. Look to bring home that go-ahead run, the 0-1 pitch. That's a fastball down the middle for a strike. Campagna took a couple of steps in place there. It was just a bluff, though. He didn't go. Score tied at 2. Jerez trying to go for anything close here down in the count 0-2. Baker from the stretch. Now the 0-2 pitch. Low and outside. One and two is the count. Runners on the corners. Bradenton trying to break a 2-2 tie. Here's the pitch. Campagna breaks for second. Jerez swings, bounces one to short. Rivas grabs it, has to go to first with it. And the throw is on the money and in time to get Jerez. Inning over, the runners left stranded on the corners. Remains tied at two, heading to the third. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels.
Anthony Salamino returns to the mound for the third inning for the Marauders, and he gets a first pitch strike in there to Victor Scott. Leadoff man showed bunt in the first pitch, pulled back, and took that pitch for about a knee-high strike. 0-1 the count to begin this third inning. Score tied at 2 between Bradenton and Palm Beach. Salamino rocks in, fires the 0-1. Bunt shown again by Scott, pulls back, and the ball squeezes out of the catcher Hendry's mitt. Victor Scott hitting just 158 over his first 8 games for the Cardinals, but he's reached base safely in each of his 8 games. The windup in the 1-1 offering. Swing and a miss for strike two. Scott led off the game. A quick one-hopper back to the mound. Salamino turned it into an easy ground out after shortening the distance of first base. The 1-2 pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Scott chases it upstairs. Salamino pumps it by him. Strike three. Three punch-outs on the night for the southpaw. Nice hop on that fastball, getting Scott to chase it above the zone. Here's Brody Moore, fly out to center his first time. He takes the first pitch, just high. 1-0. Those classy Cardinals-themed socks, red socks with alternating white and navy stripes around the calf. That's what Moore is sporting tonight. Swings to the next pitch and lifts it to right field. Not deeply hit. Right fielder Josiah Dixon comes in, makes the catch, calling off second baseman Marcos. Salamino disposes of the first two men that he faces here in the third inning. He's recovered nicely so far from a two-run second. And now it's Nathan Church to the plate. Marauders scored two runs on a throwing error in the first inning. Palm Beach tied it up in the second on a two-run double by Michael Chiriali. Lefty facing a lefty, the pitch, just swing and a miss through a breaking ball. Church down 0-1. Church, 11th round pick out of UC Irvine this year by the Cardinals. The windup in the 0-1. Fastball is just high. Church calls Coto de Caza, California, his home. Very close to Irvine, so stayed close to home for college. Now the 1-1. He swings and misses, flailing in front of a breaking ball for strike two. That breaker really working well tonight from Salamito. Lights are on. Now the sun is starting to shine through. Clouds on the third base side of the ballpark. Salamito brings it. The 1-2 toss. It is swung on, lined up the middle. Sungjae Chang, a sliding stop. Throw to first. In time. Oh, baby. What a play. Sungjae Chang takes away a hit, and it's a scoreless third by Anthony Salamito. Heading to the bottom half. We're tied at 2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Tied at 2-2 here in Bradenton. Jack Brannigan leads off for the Marauders here in the bottom of the third. And he takes a pitch low and inside for ball one. Spencer Smith back with you from Leacom Park, the opener of a six-game series. Trent Baker, nice recovery from a bumpy first inning through a scoreless second. Pitch to Brannigan, a fastball for a high strike, 1-1. Wind up in the 1-1 pitch. That's a strike two taken on the outside corner. Brannigan playing in just his third game at single A. Three first for seven. Lined out to the left fielder softly his first time up tonight. Baker peers in for the sign from Crooks. He winds. He tosses the 1-2, and Brannigan swings and drills one to the gap in right center. Down for a base hit. It bounces to the wall. Brannigan can run. He's in a second base and stops right there. Jack Brannigan, welcome to Leacom Park. His first hit here in Bradenton, and it's a leadoff double here in the bottom of the third inning. Leads off for the Marauders here in the bottom of the third. He takes a pitch low and inside for ball one. Back with you from Leacom Park. The opener of the nice struck by Brannigan, taking that pitch on the outside part of the plate to the opposite field. A bumpy first inning through a scoreless second. Pitch to Brannigan, a fastball for a high. He represents strike. The go-ahead run for the Marauders here in the third. Time call. Brannigan getting a little extra time to Velcro on that hand protector. Brendan Dixon next up to the plate. Resting the bat on his shoulder. Here's the pitch. He swings and crushes one on the ground. Foul. Third baseline. Props to Gustavo Amaña. Not moving a muscle from his third base coaching position, despite that ball coming probably within 2 or 3 feet of him. Two runs, two hits, one error. Those are the totals for both teams at the moment. Bradenton trying to cash in on a Jack Brannigan leadoff double. The 0-1. Dixon lays off low for ball one. That's lined from Baker. He's shown pretty good movement on it. He's thrown a lot of them pretty close to the strike zone that have not registered his strikes on the ABS. He's ready. Now the 1-1. Dixon swings and misses. Got a fastball that time. And absolutely zero wind here in Bradenton right now. It's one of those stagnant air kind of evenings here in Manatee County. Certainly wasn't the case earlier this afternoon. So now step off by Baker. It's time called by Dixon in the batter's box. We're having huge gusts of winds and rain falling down in sheets for a good, gosh, half-hour period or so. A lot of rain fell, and that was one heavy tarp pull. The set, and the 1-2. Atwood flies to the backstop, and Jack Brannigan easily takes third base on a wild pitch. That is the second time that has happened to Baker today. And Baker looking down to that right hand, and curiosity and frustration and annoyance, just not sure how he's had that ball slip out of his hand so egregiously a couple of times now. Oh, man, I think that knocked over a gentleman. Oh, that's too bad. That knocked over a gentleman's beer off the ledge for a guy sitting right behind home plate. The 2-2 now to Dixon. There's a swing and a soft liner left center. That gets the job done. Brannigan waited at third to make sure it wasn't caught, and he comes in to score. The Marauders retake the lead. It's 3-2. Soft line drive single by Brandon Dixon. Bradenton back on top. Three-two Marauders lead here in the home half of the third inning, and Wyatt Hendry will bat next. Hit in the arm by a pitch his first time. Here it is. Fastball high and inside. Almost got him again. Baker's already hit two batters today, both of them coming in the first inning. Juan Jerez hitting the left shoulder. Wyatt Hendry hitting that right arm. The set, pickoff to first base. Checking in on Dixon. He was pretty wary of him a couple of times back in the first inning when Dixon was on base as well. As Baker continues to work here in the third inning, nobody out. 59 pitches already. Here's number 60. The 1-0 swung on and crushed. Deep center field. Scott back on the run, looking up, off the wall. Into third base coming is Brendan Dixon. And up to second base goes Wyatt Hendry. A crisply hit double off the center field wall just above the 400 marker. And the Marauders are rolling again here in the third inning. Middle down pitch to Wyatt Hendry, and he put a perfect-looking swing on it. Victor Scott nicely playing that ball off the wall. Double city for the Marauders tonight. Three doubles for Bradenton. Here's Davies Nadal facing a drawn-in infield. The pitch. Nadal takes a little high and outside. Jack Brannigan a double. He scores on a Brendan Dixon single. Now Dixon is on third. Wyatt Hendry on second with a double of his own. Davies Nadal trying to bring them both home. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. A mighty rip. 1-1 the count. Dixon into his leadoff third base and a foul ground. Wyatt Hendry a generous leadoff second. The 1-1 toss. Nadal swings and misses out in front of the off-speed. We've seen Nadal susceptible to those off-speed pitches a few times. Calls time. Some additional time readjusting those black batting gloves outside the box. Now settles into that tall and open stance. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down on another off-speed offering. Strike three. Trent Baker with some craftiness there. You grab a strikeout in a much-needed situation. Now Norquis Marcos. Going to try and muscle up and bring home a run or two. Righty on righty. Baker with the delivery. Swing and a miss. Marcos threw a fastball right down the middle. Marcos just one for his last 11, eight strikeouts during that span. Been struggling with putting the ball in play. 0-1, low and outside with a slider. Catcher Jimmy Crooks has been doing a pretty good job tonight. Some off-the-mark pitches from Trent Baker. Crooks handling them very, very well. Infield still up for Palm Beach. Here's the 1-1. Marcos swings and dribbles one foul right at home plate. Sun shining brighter still through the clouds on the third base side of the ballpark. Glimmering brightly into the eyes of the right fielder, Rotondo. Right side of the infield in shade, meanwhile. 1-2, Marcos takes low and outside. Another excellent block by Crooks. Count 2-2, Brendan Dixon at third, Wyatt Hendry on second. Both men trying to score for the Marauders, who lead at 3-2. RBI single by Dixon, giving Bradenton their second lead of the night already. 2-2 pitch. Marcos swings, fouls it back, staying alive. Outfield is playing Marcos just about straight away. Both runners in scoring position with their leads. The set. Baker, another 2-2, and Marcos swings and lifts it down the right field line. It is falling foul out of play. For those watching the FSL West Division race tonight, we'll keep you informed on the Tampa Tarpon score. That's the team the Marauders are tied for first place with in the West Division right now. Tampa at the moment leading Dunedin 1-0, top of the third inning. 2-2 to Marcos again. Check swing, bouncing ball right side of the infield. A near collision. The throw to first base is not in time. Marcos beats it out. Everybody's safe on the play. First baseman Francisco and the second baseman Moore almost collided head-on trying to field the ball. And then thought about throwing the ball home. Opportunity wasn't there, so Dixon scores. Hendry up to third base. And Norquis Marcos, an excuse-me check swing making contact, ends up bringing a run home. Baker did a good job to hustle over to first base quickly to receive the throw from Francisco. It was late, though. So it's an RBI infield single by Norquis Marcos. Now it's Josiah Dixon. He looks at a strike on the outside corner. Sometimes it's better just to be lucky. First and third, one away. The 0-1 to Dixon. Josiah takes in the dirt. Good job by Crooks to keep it close yet again. Dixon bounced out to the second baseman Moore, his first time up tonight. Josiah's reached base safely in 10 of his last 13 games. Bradenton now leading 4-2 here in the third inning. 1-1, runner goes for second. A swing and a pop-up. Shallow down the right field line. This is into the seats. And a couple of kids go chasing after the ball. One slightly older boy who is already in position. Oh, that's a nice gesture. Older boy, probably around 13 years old or so. Hands the ball over to a younger boy who was hustling after it. That kid's night's made. One ball, two strikes. The pitch to Dixon. Low and outside. Snagged by Crooks. That pitch count continues to creep up. 74 pitches. Still only in the bottom of the third inning with one down. Action in the Palm Beach bullpen now. The 2-2. Marcos breaks for second. Swinging a liner to right by Dixon. Coming on, making the catch, Rotondo. Marauders are going to try and test it. Rotondo's throw home. It will not come. And, in fact, throw goes into first base, and that doubles off Norquis Marcos. And he was easily doubled off as he was in motion. So the Marauders get two in the inning. They retake the lead 4-2 as we move to the fourth inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota.
Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Well, the Marauders are back in the lead here at Leecom Park, and perhaps symbolically, sun continuing to shine from the third base side. Anthony Solomito back to work on the hill. Thomas Francisco leads off for Palm Beach here in the fourth inning, and the pitch. Francisco, bat on his shoulder all the while, takes low and outside for ball one. Spencer Smith with you from Leecom Park, first of a six-game series between the Marauders and the Cardinals. Francisco a single up the middle his first time up. The 1-0. He takes a strike on the outside corner. 4-2 Bradenton. Both of Palm Beach runs coming on one swing of the bat. Michael Chiarelli, a two-run double to right field. 1-1. Swung on a missed. Solomito breaking ball for strike two. Solomito has fanned three tonight. Got two. Swinging in the second, one swinging in the third inning. Now the motion. 1-2 delivery. Swinging a line drive to second, and a leaping attempt by Marcos knocks it down. Ricochet to the shortstop. Sung Che Chang recovers, throws to first in time. It was almost as if Chang was anticipating that play. He saw that ball clank off the glove of Marcos. Chang, just a couple of feet to his side, picked up the ball and without hesitation threw to Dixon at first in time. Score that 4-6-3 on the putout. Now here's Jeremy Rivas. Nobody on, one away. Here's the pitch. Right-handed batter looks at a strike in the inside half. Solomito retiring five in a row. Six of his last seven. 6'5" left-hander with the 0-1 pitch. And Rivas lets this one go outside a bit. Two runs, two hits, one error for the Beach Birds. Four runs, five hits, one error for the Marauders. 1-1 pitch coming from Solomito. There's a swing and a miss for strike two. Fastball, sinker, slider, slurve, changeup. Solomito brings the whole kitchen sink. Ahead 1-2, the pitch to Rivas. Taken way too high for ball two. Marauders, two runs in the first inning. Palm Beach tied it on the two-run double in the second. Bradenton back in the lead with a two-run third-inning effort. 2-2 pitch on its way. Rivas checks his swing of the pitch in the dirt. Did he go? Yes, he did, says Sam Carey down the first baseline. And Anthony Solomito with some more off-speed filth gets Rivas out in front. Two gone here in the fourth inning. Back foot breaking ball that really was nowhere close, and Rivas was completely tied up. Two outs, still nobody on. Jimmy Crooks, left-handed hitting catcher. Will bat for the second time. First pitch, he swings and crushes it toward the right field corner, but it skims up against the netting. Foul ground. Just a long and loud foul ball. That ball was scorched. The Marauders in the home whites, Palm Beach in the red jerseys, gray pants. Solomito's 0-1 offering. That is inside, and that clips Crooks in the elbow guard. Hit by pitch, just a glancing blow, and Solomito not happy, but keeping himself level-headed out there. Fifty pitches for Solomitos. He works with two outs here in the fourth inning. 34 of those 50 pitches are strikes. Chris Rotondo is next up, playing in just his seventh single-A game. The pitch. Right-handed batter swings and lashes one to left center field. This is going to get down for a hit. Around second, heading for third is Jimmy Crooks. Center fielder Campagna's throw to the cutoff man, and there will be no relay throw home as Crooks gets the stop sign at third base. Chris Rotondo ringing double to left center. A good job by the Marauders to pick that ball up quickly and instantly toss it to the cutoff man. So it keeps the Cardinals off the scoreboard for now, but here comes Michael Chiarelli. He of the two-run double back in the second inning that tied the score at the time. Here's the set of the chest. Solomito the pitch. Chiarelli swings and whacks one to right center field. Campagna easing over a couple of steps to his left. Settles under it. Makes the catch. The inning is over. Palm Beach strands two in scoring position. The Marauders lead 4-2 heading to the bottom of the fourth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and Also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. And we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Call the bullpen for the Cardinals to begin the bottom of the fourth inning. Hayes Heineke. Southpaw will take over for right-hander Trent Baker. Bradenton leading this game 4-2. Heineke lifts his leg and delivers to Sung Jae Cheng, who takes slightly high on a fastball for ball one. Hayes Heineke, 6'10", 210 pounds, out of Fayetteville, Georgia. Brings his hands up against his chest and delivers the 1-0 pitch. Cheng takes in close to the knuckles for ball two. Heineke taken in the 13th round of last year's draft by the Cardinals out of Wofford College. 2-0 coming. Chang looks at a strike. 2-1. Heineke has spent all year with Palm Beach. 23 appearances, 4.08 ERA, 1.39 whip. Opponents batting just .229 against him. The 2-1. Chang stares it down. It's a breaking ball strike. 2-2. Dark brown beard gracing the face of Heineke on the mound. Southpaw ready. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chang chased in the dirt. Picked up by Crooks. He fires down to first base in time, completing the strikeout. One gone for the Marauders here in the fourth. The final line for Trent Baker tonight really just wasn't his night. Three innings, five hits, four runs, three earned. Walked three, struck out two. That was Trent Baker's 20th start of the season. His first time this season allowing more walks than strikeouts. Marauders really hassled him. Here's Sergio Campagna taking low. Palm Beach, two runs, three hits, one error. Bradenton, four runs, five hits, one error. And we see Bubba Chandler losing in the Marauders' bullpen. The 1-0 toss. Campagna takes one high. Bubba Chandler, a late scratch of sorts for Bradenton. He was the man set to start tonight. Instead, Anthony Solomito got the go-ahead. So two men just flip-flopped as they've been piggybacking off one another regularly. 2-0. Campagna swings and blasts a ground ball to short. Backhanded by Rivas. Throw to first, and it is not in time. Campagna beats it. Rivas took a little too much time, and there you go. Jeremy Rivas, a little introduction there to the speed of Sergio Campagna. Rivas played a little too casually, but I think he looked up and suddenly saw, uh-oh, Campagna about three-quarters of the way to first base already. So an infield single for Campagna, one out for the Marauders here in the fourth. That'll bring up Juan Jerez. Left-hander deals, and a swing and a bouncing ball to short, could be two. Rivas, underhand flip to Moore for one. Moore on to first, 6-4-3 double play, finishes the inning. We are through four here at Lee Comp Park. Marauders lead 4-2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org, the U.S. Forest Service, and the Ad Council.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Moving into the fifth inning here in Bradenton. The Marauders 4, Palm Beach Cardinals 2, and here is Bubba Chandler, Pirates number 11 prospect. Chose the rubber to begin the fifth inning. Working with a two-run lead, Anthony Solomito finished for the night. Chandler, the right-hander from Georgia. The windup in the pitch to Alex Iandecernia. Swung on and lifted foul. Third base side out of play. Final line for Anthony Solomito this evening for Bradenton. Four innings, three hits, two runs. Walked one, struck out four. Wind up in 0-1 from Chandler. Swung on, popped up. Third base side. Quick look by Hendry. And it falls far out of play. Solomito's only two runs allowed. Came on just one swing of the bat. Two-run double to right field in the second inning off the bat of Michael Curiali. Chandler. As I had discerning it, down 0-2. The pitch. Taken high for ball one. Fastball 95 there from Chandler. We have seen him as high as 98 with the heater. He's thrown quite a few of those 97, 98s in his single-A debut earlier this summer. The 1-2. I had to Cernia swing and a miss for strike three. Got him on the breaking ball. And a solid start for Bubba Chandler out of the bullpen. Backdoor slider outside half of the zone. Ian DeCernia could not connect. Here's Victor Scott, leadoff hitter for the Cardinals. 8 game on base three coming into tonight, but he is 0 for 2 in this one. The pitch. Bunt popped up behind home plate, and Hendry doesn't get up out of his crouch. Probably wouldn't have had much of a chance at it anyway. Not the first time we've seen Victor Scott show a bunt tonight. Certainly capable of dropping one down. He has that big-time speed. Even stance from the left side. Here comes the 0-1. Bunt again. He bunts this one foul on the ground. A few feet away from Hendry. Cards leadoff hitter is behind 0-2. Last time out for Bubba Chandler. 3 1/3 innings. In a starting role last week in Fort Myers. Last Tuesday. Gave up one run, one hit. Was wild though. Walked four. Struck out three. Wind up and 0-2 pitch. Scott checks his swing. Takes outside. That night's outing saw Chandler throw just 39 of his 68 pitches for strikes. Just over half of his pitches were strikes last week for him. His motion and the 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, just misses the zone high, 2-2. Marauders have a 4-2 lead over the Cardinals. We're in the top of the fifth inning at Lecomp Park. The bases are empty with one gone. Chandler peers in for Hendry's sign. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball. Strike three called at the knees. Scott did not like it one bit. Above it, Chandler earns back-to-back strikeouts. First thing out of the bullpen here. Another look at that last pitch for those watching on MLB TV. Oof. Right at the knees. Can understand why Victor Scott thought it was low, perhaps. First pitch, a backdoor breaker for strike one here on Brody Moore. Top third of the order tonight for the Cardinals so far. Combined 0 for 7. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball again, just high. Moore with a flyout to center his first trip and a flyout to right field last time up. Nobody on, two outs, top five. The 1-1 delivery. Breaking ball, outside corner for strike two. Chandler really spotting up the slider nicely. Fastball velo, as always, is there. Let's see what he goes to here on 1-2. Over the head with his hands, and the 1-2 pitch is taken for strike three. Fastball at 96. Bubba Chandler strikes out the side here in the fifth. We head to the home half, Marauders 4, Cardinals 2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecomp Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecomp Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Winning effort so far for the Marauders tonight here on the opener of the new homestand. Bradenton leading Palm Beach 4-2. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. And Jack Brannigan will bat for the Marauders. And the pitch from the left-hander, Hayes Heineke, bounces in the dirt for ball one. Brannigan has hit a couple of balls hard for liners tonight. Line out to left field in the first inning. And a double to the right center field gap in the third inning. He later came around to score. 1-0 to Brannigan. Takes for just a fastball a little too high for ball two. Pretty close there. Eight at-bats at single A. Brannigan is 4-for-8. Getting a perfect 500 early on. 2-0 pitch is lined to third. Past the diving third baseman, Curiali. And into left field for a base hit. Jack Brannigan, 5 for his first 9 at single A. And that sweet stroke produces his second hit of the ballgame. Leadoff man aboard once again for Bradenton. Brandon Dixon makes his third plate appearance of the evening. Hayes Heineke comes set. Lifts his leg and deals, and Dixon looks at a strike. Wofford College, out of which Hayes Heineke was the Cardinals' 13th round pick last year. Wofford College, located in Spartanburg, South Carolina. He offers up the 0-1. Dixon takes low and inside, stepping out of the way of it. 1-1 the count now. Multi-hit game on Sunday in Fort Myers for Dixon. He went 2-for-3 with a pair of walks. Long time coming. He was 2 for his previous 24 before that game. 1-1 pitch. Swings and lines it up the middle. Shortstop. Rivas grabs it. Throw it to first. Is in time to double off Jack Brannigan. Oh, that's just plain tough luck there for the Marauders. A solid play up the middle by Rivas, who was able to look that ball right into his glove. That ball came right up near his head there. So leadoff base hit by Brannigan as he raised on the line into a double play by Dixon. And here's Wyatt Hendry, who rocked a double off the center field wall his last time up. Here's the pitch. Low and outside, it misses. Heineke sets, lifts his leg, and the pitch too high for ball two. Hayes Heineke, professional debut in the FCL last summer. Made just 3 appearances after signing with the Cardinals following his selection in the draft. The 2-0. Hendry takes just above the zone again for ball three. 3 innings of work by Trent Baker today for Palm Beach. His second shortest start of the season. The 3-0. Hendry looks at strike one down the middle. Hayes Heineke here in his second inning work out of the bullpen for Palm Beach. A couple of first place teams squaring off. Palm Beach leads the East. The Marauders tied for first place in the West Division. 3-1 now. Hendry swings, lifts a fly ball down the right field line, and he'll head toward the metal bleachers out of play. The Marauders are in search of their 4th consecutive win tonight. The Cardinals, as we mentioned earlier, coming off a 5-1 series win over Jupiter over at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 3-2 pitch. Hendry takes in the dirt for ball 4. Took that bat a few inches off his shoulder. Thought about swinging for the briefest split second, then thought better of it. Now Davies Nadal will get a 2-out opportunity. Marauders lead this game 4-2. 4 runs on 7 hits for the home team. 2 runs on 3 hits for the Cardinals. Lefty on a lefty. Heineke stares at first. The pitch to Nadal. Fastball misses just by a hair off the outside corner for ball 1. And it looked like Heineke wanted to challenge the call. I think he momentarily forgot that is not part of the deal tonight. Fully automated balls and strikes tonight and tomorrow. The 1-0. That's low for ball 2. Again, for viewers or listeners unfamiliar, those fully automated balls and strikes regularly now are implemented Tuesday and Wednesday here in the FCL. Thursday onward, Thursday through Sunday for each series, pick off to first base here in safely as Hendry. Every Thursday through Sunday game the rest of the way. Features the challenge system. Plate umpires make the ball and strike calls themselves. Teams can challenge said calls up until they reach three unsuccessful challenges. Then they're out for the rest of the game. Next pitch is in for a strike, 2-1. And I have to say, from a broadcaster's point of view, that challenge system has been a lot cleaner and a lot more efficient than I think many expected when it was announced prior to the season that would be rolled out. Long pause, Heinicke, the 2-1. Nadal swings and lines one to second base and caught by Moore at knee height. And the inning is over. The Marauders strand a man on first. 4-2 Bradenton leads heading to the sixth inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Here at Lecon Park in Bradenton, the Marauders lead the Cardinals 4-2. Bubba Chandler back to the mound for Bradenton. Struck out the side in order in the fifth inning on just 13 pitches. His first pitch of the sixth to Nathan Church, a breaking ball high and outside for ball one. I wish a very happy birthday tonight to Gary Saunders, our sound system operator here at Lecon Park. 1-0 pitch, check swing line drive down the left field line, foul by Church. 1-1 the count. Gary Saunders, a legend up here at the press box. Always has all kinds of upbeat tunes ready to play throughout the evening, welcoming fans to the ballpark and helping build a nice, fun atmosphere night after night for the Marauders. Also a nice sense of creativity. Mr. Gary Saunders always has the right tune to go at the right time when a special situation calls for something. Next pitch inside of Nathan Church. 2-1 the count. And I think you will never meet a man who has greater music knowledge than that of Gary Saunders. So again, happy birthday, Gary Saunders. Next pitch is strike to Nathan Church. 2-2 now from the right-hander Bubba Chandler to the left-handed hitting left fielder. The 2-2. Swinging a line drive past first base into right field for a base hit. Right fielder Josiah Dixon up with the ball quickly, fires it in on the bounce towards second base. Nathan Church, a leadoff single here in the sixth. Now Thomas Francisco, the cleanup hitter. On bat next, Bristol, Tennessee native. 19th round draft pick by the Cardinals last year out of East Carolina. Had some time with Palm Beach last year, splitting the summer between the Cardinals and High A Peoria. 6 feet tall, 211 pounds in the box. He swings and fouls the first pitch into the mitt of Wyatt Hendry for strike one. Francisco began this season back at High A Peoria. Unfortunately, he landed on the IL for a couple of weeks during the month of June. The 0-1 from Chandler. Here's a swing and a drive deep to left field. Josiah Dixon back to the warning track at the wall, climbing, and this ball is gone into the Marauders' bullpen. This game is tied up again, 4-4. Absolute rocket off the bat of Thomas Francisco, his third home run of the season here at Single A. We're not a backup at 4-4 here at Lecom Park. Another look at that pitch from Chandler. Not even a bad pitch in a bad location. That was a slider low and inside. Not even within the strike zone, it didn't look like. Jeremy Rivas steps in, takes a ball low. So Thomas Francisco just got to tip the cap to him. Went down and dug that pitch out of the dirt almost and golfed it out of here for a home run. Next pitch of fastball that is just outside for ball two on Rivas. Time called. Hendry sensing maybe a little bit of rushing going on in Chandler's pace here. Hendry's going to go try and calm his teammate down. Talked with Bubba earlier this season shortly after he joined the team and made it clear that he almost brings two sort of different personalities to the table depending on whether he's hitting or pitching that night. Says when he's hitting, he's a little more focused, a little bit more relaxed. But when he's pitching, brings almost a little bit more of that football mentality that's really deep within him. The 2-0 pitch and is down the middle for a strike. Fastball at 95. And you can really sense it in the walk-up song choices that he makes for his pitching appearances and his at-bats. 2-1, fastball too high, 3-1 now on Jeremy Rivas. He uses the outfield's your love when he's designated hitter for the Marauders. And when he's been taking them out, he's been using Guns N' Roses' Welcome to the Jungle. 3-1, check swing by Rivas. Did he go? No, he didn't. Able to hold up on the check swing, and he takes the pitch inside for ball four. So three men to the plate here for Palm Beach in the sixth inning, and none of them have been retired. Bubba Chandler started his evening hot, struck out the side in order in the fifth. Here in the sixth, though, single, two-run homer, and a five-pitch walk. Go-ahead run on first for Palm Beach. Pick off that way, and did they get him? No, they didn't, as Brennan Dixon couldn't squeeze the ball into his glove. Well, had Dixon been able to hang on to that ball, there's a chance the Marauders might have caught Rivas leaning. Rivas can run. 8 for 13 in the stolen base department this season. Dixon still holding him on. And the pitch to Jimmy Crooks. That fastball is upstairs. Tied at 4, top of the sixth inning. Chandler sets at the belt. The 1-0. Crooks swings, lifts it to left field. Going back, Davies Nadal onto the warning track. Reaches up and makes the catch on the run. Nadal fires the ball back into the infield quickly. And a nice job by Davies Nadal, making his first start of the season out in left field, the infielder by trade. Man, it looked like he'd been doing that forever. Nadal with a nice bright smile across his face there. Proud of that play he just made on the run. Righty on righty now, here's Chris Rotondo. The pitch. Big breaking ball from Chandler into the zone for strike one. Four runs, five hits, one error for the Cardinals. Four runs, seven hits, one error for the Marauders. Pick off to first base. And Dixon didn't have much of a chance to tag out Rivas, so he just received the pitch almost like a catcher would receive a ball. Deep crouch over on first base. 0-1 to Rotondo. Fastball in there for strike two. A double last time up for Rotondo gives him a six-game hit streak. He's now hit safely in six of his seven games played for Palm Beach. Chandler ahead, 0-2. The pitch, low and outside with a breaking ball. Hendry scooping it to his backhand side. The go-ahead run on first, one away. Chandler sets the 1-2 pitch. Rotondo a swing and a miss for strike three. Tried to turn on the up and inside pitch and couldn't. Two gone here in the sixth inning. Rotondo down swinging. Fourth strikeout tonight by Chandler. Michael Chiarelli to the plate now. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Swung on, fouled it back. Chiarelli last summer played in the prestigious Cape Cod League. Played for the Falmouth Commodores. Originally drafted out of high school by the Rockies in 2019, but didn't sign. 0-1 pitch taken upstairs. And prior to his time at UCLA, Chiarelli attended high school at J. Sarah Catholic, where he followed Royce Lewis, former Florida State leaguer, as the starting shortstop at that high school. Followed right in his footsteps. 1-1 pitch in the dirt, knocked down by Hendry, 2-1. Marauders held a 4-2 lead from the third inning coming into the sixth, but the score tied on a Thomas Francisco two-run blast to right field. On a ball that he practically put a golf swing on, slider going low and inside to his back foot. Now the set, the 2-1 pitch from Chandler. A fastball in there for strike two. Well, even when that fastball is clocked at 94 on the radar gun from Chandler, it sure looks like it's coming in a lot harder. One strike away from stranding that go-ahead run on first. Ready, the right-hander's next pitch. It is low and outside. Couldn't get him to chase that slide piece. The count is now full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Jeremy Rivas will be running on the next pitch. Chandler deals, and Rivas not going. Here's a swing and a drive to deep right center by Chiarelli. Campagna to his left. Shy of the warning track, makes the easy one-handed catch. Inning over, and a man left stranded, but a two-run homer makes it a tie game. 4-4 as we head to the bottom of the sixth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24-7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a...
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
A Marauders two-run lead disappeared last half inning. We move now to the bottom of the sixth inning at Lecom Park. Spencer Smith back with you tonight. And here we go. Norquis Marcos leads off the frame against the left-hander Hayes Heineke. Left-hander sets, lifts his leg and deals, and Norquis Marcos looks at a strike. Those joining us just recently, Marauders scored first, a two-run first inning. Palm Beach quickly tied it on a two-run Michael Chiarelli double in the second. 0-1, Marco swings, cracks his bat, and it's a fly ball right center. This could be trouble. Center fielder coming in and making the catch. Full stride, the center fielder, Scott. Victor Scott, a nice running play. Full steam ahead. Takes a blooper away from Norquis Marcos.
Number 32,
Josiah Dixon next up. We're in the number 9 spot in the Marauders order here. And the toss by Heinicke. That pitch bounces in there and skips away to the backstop. 0-1. 1-0, rather. Sky is a grayish blue, mostly overcast tonight here in Bradenton. As Heinicke delivers the 1-0, and that's too high in Dixon. 2 balls, no strikes. Some bad luck for Dixon last time up, lined out into a double play. Inning-ending double play. The 2-0. Fastball down the middle for strike one. With their series win over Fort Myers this past week, the Marauders now won 4 of their last 5 series. Trying to keep the solid play going here. The 2-1 pitch grounded right side. Second baseman Moore to his left, ranging nicely, and he throws to first in time to get Dixon, the speed merchant. And it's 2 away for Bradenton here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Sungjae Cheng has had seemingly a half dozen plate appearances this evening. In truth, it's only his 4th coming up here. The Marauders have been pretty active offensively. Here's the pitch by Heinicke, and a breaking ball is over the plate for a strike. And check in on that Tampa Tarpon score. Good news for Marauders fans. Tarpons trailed Dunedin 3-1 top of the 5th inning. The 0-1 offering, Cheng swings and misses. Breaking ball there from Heinicke. Trent Baker worked the first 3 innings tonight for Palm Beach. Wasn't his night. Allowed 4 runs, 3 earned on 5 hits. The 0-2, Heinicke just misses down. Heinicke, meanwhile, has been solid over his couple of innings. This is his 3rd in relief. He's held the Marauders scoreless in the 4th and 5th. He is 1 strike away from doing so again here in the 6th inning. 1-2 pitch to Cheng, a swing and a miss. He flails in the dirt, and Crooks picks the ball up, throws down to first in time, and the Marauders go in order here in the 6th inning. We're on to the 7th in Lecom Park, tied at 4. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Bubba Chandler continues on the hill for the Marauders tonight out of the bullpen. Facing the Palm Beach Cardinals, this game tied at 4-4 as we make our way to the 7th inning. Grounds crew clearing the field as they were dragging the infield dirt between innings. Into the windup goes Chandler, the pitch to Alex Iandecernia. Fastball too high for ball one. Iandecernia, number 9 hitter in the order tonight as the DH, wearing the white number 11 on the back of the red jersey. The 1-0 from Chandler. Iandecernia lays off outside. 2-run homer in the 6th inning off the bat of Thomas Francisco, erasing a Marauders 2-run lead that had stood for a couple of innings. Chandler's slow wind-up in the 2-0. There's a swing and a miss. Mighty rip by Iandecernia. Count is 2-1. Ian DeCernia, born in Staten Island, New York. His hometown is Jackson, New Jersey. It's in the central part of New Jersey. The 2-1 coming. And he takes a strike. It's 2-2. Slider, maybe the cutter there from Chandler. Ian DeCernia, the 7th round draft pick last year by the Cardinals out of Elon University in North Carolina. 2-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Fastball got him. Strike 3. 96 on the heater that time from Bubba Chandler. That is his 5th strikeout of the evening. Another look at that fastball. Top part of the zone, outside corner. See you later. 5 strikeouts, 2 shy of Chandler's career high. He winds and tosses to Victor Scott now, who shuffles his feet, thought it was inside, but it catches the inside corner. 0-1 the count. Well, the Marauders have seen Scott show bunt a couple of times. Corner infielders playing up, and now we see action in the Palm Beach bullpen. The 0-1 caught on a miss for strike 2. Right back to the fastball. Left-hander Nelfry Contreras is the man loosening in the Cardinals bullpen. Nobody on, one away. The count 0-2 on Victor Scott. He's 0-3. 0-2 from the right-hander. Swinging a soft liner to third and out of the leaping reach of Juan Jerez. Left fielder Nadal over to grab it. Throws it into second base quickly. There was a wide turnaround first by Scott. And now it's a 9-game on base streak for Victor Scott with a little bloop single. Jam shot in on the handle of the bat. And just a foot and a half or so out of Juan Jerez's leaping attempt at third base. One out, bloop single, puts the potential go-ahead run on base for the Cardinals. Here's Brody Moore. He is 0-3. The pitch, runner goes. Pitch to strike. Hendry throw to second base. Is not in time. Victor Scott steals it. That's his 4th steal in 6 tries. Man, he's now into scoring position, representing that go-ahead run. Hendry maybe had the slightest bit of struggle getting the grip on the baseball there. Still got rid of it pretty quickly. And now Hendry is having a quick chat with Chandler on the mound. Two men likely going to change up the signals with runner on second peeking in. Have to remember that Wyatt Hendry is coming off a week in which he threw out 6 of 10 would-be base stealers in Fort Myers. His defense has come a long, long way this season. Not quite able to get Victor Scott here, though. He's on second with one away. And Brody Moore stepping out of the batter's box as Chandler stepped off the rubber. Right-hander ready. Look at second in the 0-1. Moore takes just outside. Saw a left-hander warming up in Palm Beach's bullpen. Nelfry Contreras, as we mentioned. The Marauders have a righty throwing. The stretch, the 1-1 pitch. Moore swings and misses. Strike 2. If I'm not mistaken, looks like Wilkin Ramos throwing for the Marauders. The set again by Chandler. 1-2 coming, and Moore takes outside for ball 2. Chandler thought he got him. Just missing that outside corner. Another look at it. And we got blocked by Chandler's delivery there on your screen, so a little tough to tell. 2-2, pitch number 50 on the night from Chandler. Breaking ball, low and outside, could not get more to chase, and the count is now full. That is actually Junior Tebow throwing for the Marauders in their bullpen. Payoff pitch coming to Brody Moore. Low and outside, it gets through wide. Hendry up to third base on the wild pitch goes Victor Scott. Now the Marauders are in a little pickle here. Go ahead, run at third base, only one away. And you have the number 3 hitter in the order, Nathan Church, coming up next. Jonathan Johnston has not moved from his perch right near that top step. That's where he spends the whole game. Trying to get a look over that first base dugout, and Johnston not showing any indication that he's going to come out just yet. So a wild pitch that also results in ball four to Brady Moore. Runners on the corners, one down. Nathan Church from the left side gets the first pitch and takes low and outside. Hendry knocks it down. This is one of those muggy Florida nights where your scorebook pages basically turn into wet paper towels. I swear some of these pencil marks are starting to disappear from earlier in the game. The 1-0 pitch to Church takes just high for ball two. 52 pitches, 30 strikes by Chandler. Ground ball here to the infield could get him out of the inning. The 2-0. Church takes high for ball three, and Chandler has started to lose his touch on his command here. I would think there's a good chance that we see Tebow if Nathan Church is able to find his way aboard. The set. The 3-0. Church takes way outside. Ball four. That loads the bases for the Cardinals here in the seventh inning. Score tied at 4-4. Here's Thomas Francisco, who tied the score at 4-4 with a two-run homer his last time up. Johnston is not moving out of the Marauders dugout, so it looks like Chandler will get at least one more batter to face. Pitch to Francisco. Up and away for ball one. That was nowhere close, and that is now six consecutive pitches missing the zone. Time called. Here's Yorman Bazzardo, the pitching coach, for a visit. Well, checking in again on the Tampa Tarpons, whose roster has changed quite a bit over the past 24 to 48 hours. They still trail Dunedin by a score of 3-1. And again, to fill in those who are behind the eight ball or didn't catch the memo, the Marauders are tied for first place in the West Division at the moment. They're tied with the Tarpons, so we're keeping a close eye on that scoreboard. At the same time, though, do have to keep in mind there is about a month of play remaining here in the FSL regular season, so a lot of things can still happen. This is the situation at the moment. Tampa and the Marauders tied for first place. Any Tarpons lost in this situation helps the Marauders, but the Marauders trying to help themselves here. They won three in a row, but the score tied 4-4 with the bases full for Palm Beach and just one away here in the seventh inning. Left-handed batter looms in the box as the 1-0 comes from Chandler, and that pitch is taken for strike one on the outside half of the plate. For Palm Beach, Victor Scott on third. He's the go-ahead run. Brady Moore on second. Nathan Church on first. 1-1 coming. Francisco swings and fouls it back in the count of ball and two strikes. See if Chandler reaches back for a little something extra on this 1-2 pitch to get a big second out. Time call requested by Francisco. Ground ball to the infield could work wonders, possibly get him out of the inning. Chandler checks third. The 1-2 pitch coming, and it's swung on, fouled back. Francisco went out of the zone to get that pitch. Still made contact. For those who didn't catch that, game-tying two-run shot in the sixth by Francisco. That was a slider down around ankle height, and he went down and reached down with his bat head and launched out of here into the Marauders' bullpen. Another 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. 96, a nice octane there. Blew it by him, and a huge second out here in the seventh inning. Fastball with a little bit of a tail on it, right over that outside corner, just above belt height. Sixth strikeout of the evening for Chandler. Looking for one more out to escape the jam. Here's Jeremy Rivas. Here's the first pitch, taken upstairs for ball one. Fastball hit 97 that time. Victor Scott, the speedster on third base, represents the go-ahead run for Palm Beach. Score tied at four, visitors half of the seventh inning. The 1-0 toss. Swing and a miss for strike one. Seen plenty of those tonight. Fastballs up in the zone, getting swings and misses from Palm Beach hitters. Chandler will take this final out of the inning any way he can get it. Trying to keep this game locked at 4-4 as we head to the stretch. 1-1 offering, swung on and popped up, shallow right field. Second baseman Mark goes out, and he makes the catch over the shoulder. Inning over, and Palm Beach leaves them loaded. This game remains tied at 4 as it's time to stretch here at Leacom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Time to get to work here at Leacom Park. The Marauders and the Cardinals tied at 4-4. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. And a new pitcher, Nelfry Contreras, left-hander from the Dominican, deals to Sergio Campagna, who swings and bounces one to short. Jeremy Rivas charges, gloves it cleanly, throw to first, is in time with the first baseman Francisco just maintaining contact on the bag with his foot. One pitch and one out by Nelfry Contreras. And that will bring up Juan Jerez. Jerez 0 for 2, hit by a pitch in the first inning. Contreras on the third base end of the rubber, deals, and the left-hander finds the bottom portion of the zone for strike one on Jerez. Cardinals, 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. Bradenton, 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. The 0-1 now. Swinging a ball, fought foul out of play, first base side. Navy blue skies all around us here in Bradenton with streaks of lighter blue up above. Mostly overcast Tuesday, almost from start to finish. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive. Headed foul, first baseline. Extended protective netting, protecting folks down the line there. Fantastic job by left-hander Hayes Heineke. 3 scoreless innings for Palm Beach. The 0-2. Jerez, frozen, strike 3 on a backdoor breaker. And Jerez, the second out of the inning here, the seventh. That brings up Jack Brannigan, who the Cardinals have had some difficulty getting out tonight. Single, a double, and a line out. The toss. Brannigan looks at one low. Ball one. Nelfry Contreras, a Rule 5 pickup from the Dodgers organization by the Cardinals this past winter. Sets at the chest. Kicks his leg. Deals. 1-0. Brannigan lays off low and outside. Contreras comes from Lorna de Cabrera in Dominican Republic. Four seasons in the Dodgers organization prior to this year. Last year found himself at single-A Rancho Cucamonga in the California League. The 2-0. Brannigan lays off one that is just down at 3-0. Lefty leans in for the signal from Crooks. He brings the 3-0. Brannigan turns away from one that catches the inside corner just above belt high. Brannigan thought he had ball four. Yeah, painting the black on that inside corner. Brannigan still ahead in the count 3-1. Contreras fires, and Brannigan looks at strike two outside half this time. Some of the fans getting restless. Folks, this is fully automated balls and strikes. This is not Warren Eubanks making the calls himself. Three and two the count. The payoff from the southpaw. Brannigan swings and fouls one away. Right field line over toward the fan plaza. Bases are empty with two away for Bradenton. Score tied 4-4. We are in the home half of the seventh. 3-2 again. Brannigan takes strike three. Knew it right away. 1-2-3 go the Marauders in their half of the seventh. We are on to the eighth. Tied at four here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Right-hander Junior Tebow gets the call out of the Marauders' bullpen as we make our way to the eighth inning here in Bradenton. Spencer Smith welcoming you back inside Lecom Park for the opener of a six-game series. Palm Beach Cardinals' only visit to Lecom this season. Jimmy Crooks, catcher and Oklahoma product, leads off for the visiting team. Tebow, the right-hander, deals and misses way upstairs with a fastball. Command has wavered off and on for Tebow throughout the season, but the stuff certainly there. Fastball mid to upper 90s. Nasty slider. He'll throw it to both lefties and righty hitters. The 1-0 pitch. Crooks swings, and it's a high, towering fly ball to center field. Relatively shallow. Shortstop Chang out. He makes the call, and he makes the catch. Two-handed squeeze by Chang takes care of it in shallow center. Crooks retired, one away. That'll bring up Chris Rotondo. Windless evening here at Lecom Park. Grass relatively damp throughout the day due to rain that fell during the afternoon. Score tied at 4, top of the 8th inning, nobody aboard, one out. Righty on a righty, the pitch to Rotondo. Skips in the dirt for ball one. We have talked numerous times about the lefty-righty splits for Junior Tebow. Really dominates right-handed hitters. Really struggles against left-handed batters. So we got the lefty hitter out, Jimmy Crooks. Now facing the righty hitter, Chris Rotondo. The next pitch, a fastball just high for ball two. Loud pop of Hendry's mitt. Made it at least sound good, 2-0. Righty batters against Tebow, hitting just 174 on the season. The 2-0 pitch. Swung on and popped up. Shallow down the right field line. Dixon turning and running. Marco's turning and running. And both men run out of room. Hey, a nice catch out on the in the seating bowl there. Young man over there with a long sleeve red shirt. And his buddies messing with him there after making the catch. Came prepared with a glove. Nice, easy one-handed catch. Feet set, no problem. So righty batters against Tebow this season, hitting 174. Lefty hitters, 318. The 2-1 to Rotondo. Swung on, bounced softly, foul, 20 feet away from home plate. Two balls and two strikes. Marauders held a 4-2 lead coming out of the third inning. That was spoiled in the sixth inning on a two-run shot by Thomas Francisco for Palm Beach. Neither team has scored since that home run. 2-2 coming. Breaking ball just high for ball three. Not a bad placement there from Tebow. Couldn't get that third strike call. We will see a payoff pitch. Tall right-hander kicks his leg and delivers 3-2. Swung on, bounce to third. Jerez gloves it on the backhand. Throw to first is not in time. And Jerez got a little bit caught in between timing-wise. At first wanted to charge it, then hung back a little bit. I wonder if that decision to field it backhand might have thrown him off a bit. Really didn't have to do that. That goes down as an infield single for Chris Rotondo. He's 2-for-4 tonight. Now Michael Chiarelli, who has hit the ball hard a couple of times, including a two-run double in the second. He bats for the fourth time now. Go ahead, run on first. The pitch. Chiarelli swings and misses through Tebow's slider. The Marauders in search of their fourth straight win and looking to claim sole possession of first place in the West Division standings. Cardinals lead the East Division by 2 games over second place St. Lucie. They're trying to keep their mojo going. Tampa right now trailing Dunedin 3-1 in the seventh inning. The 0-1. Swinging a chopper over the mound. Second baseman gloves it and throw to first is getting away from the first baseman, Brendan Dixon. Into third base goes Chris Rotondo. And now a throw into third base behind Rotondo is not in time. A near mix-up on the bases there as the first baseman Dixon had the ball get away from him on the second baseman Marco's throw to first base. Another look at it for those watching on MLB TV this evening. A crossbody throw there from Norquise Marcos. Squirted out of the glove of Dixon. And Junior Tebow and the Marauders for the second straight inning find themselves in a jam. Bubba Chandler able to get out of a bases-loaded predicament in the seventh. Junior Tebow staring down second and third, one away in a tie game here in the eighth inning. Alex Iadesurnia, the next batter. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, ball one. Rotondo on third base, Chiarelli on second for Palm Beach. 4-all here at Lecom Park. Corner infielders playing up a bit. The 1-0, Iadesurnia looks at one just off the outside corner. Tebow fastball. Not a bad spot at all, but not called a strike. That last play, by the way, ruled an infield single for Chiarelli, plus a throwing error by Norquise Marcos. The 2-0. Iadesurnia lines one to left field, and a nice catch to his right by Nadal. Throw into third, will not backpick the runner. How about Davis Nadal? This is the first time he has played left field in his career, and he's able to run down to his backhand side, a slicing line drive off the bat of Alex Iadesurnia. What a play by Davis Nadal. And that saves the game for now. Two away. Victor Scott to the plate now. Third baseman Jerez creeping up in case of a bunt attempt. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Up and away. Not close. Here's the set. Tebow's 1-0. Scott swings and lifts it out of play down the left field line. Into the seats. Cardinals have runners on second and third. The score is tied at 4-4 here in Bradenton. Top of the eighth inning. 1-1 pitch from Tebow. Scott swings and bounces it softly to the right side of the infield. Brendan Dixon gloves it. And he bobbles it. He can't make a throw to first. Go-ahead run scores for the Cardinals. That one hurts. Brendan Dixon bobbles that soft ground ball to first base. He can't make the flip to Tebow covering. And the Cardinals take their first lead of the night. And he fumbled that transfer as he got it from the glove to the throwing hand. Cardinals with extended life here in the eighth inning. That'll bring up Brody Moore. Third error of the evening for Bradenton. The defense has not been strong over the past couple of weeks. Righty on righty, pitch to Moore. Fastball. Where on earth did that one miss? Automated balls and strikes tonight, but yeah, that one looked pretty good from Tebow. Curiali on third. Scott on first base. 1-0 to Moore. Low and outside. Henry, great block. Well, now Junior Tebow has been scored upon in four consecutive outings. He has encountered some bumpy roads lately. Marauders now have a right-hander throwing behind him in the bullpen. The 2-0, runner breaks for second, a swing and a drive down the right field line, foul by Moore. That play, by the way, by Brendan Dixon at first base, ruled a straight error. Allowing Victor Scott to reach base, allowing that go-ahead run to score. Second error of the inning for Bradenton, third of the game. Marauders with the second highest error total among the 10 teams in Florida State League. Tebow with the 2-1 offering. Here's a swing and a bouncer softly down the third baseline. Picked up by Jerez on the bare hand. Throw to first is not in time. And another run scores. How lucky can you get? Palm Beach scores another one. And tell you what, if the grass is not damp as it is tonight from the rain that fell earlier today, there's a chance that ball has a little more hop on it on the grounder to Juan Jerez. Maybe had a chance to throw him out had the conditions been drier. Instead, a 6-4 Palm Beach lead, and the inning continues. Two errors in the inning, three hits, and neither of those three hits have left the infield. Wyatt Hendry trying to comfort and guide along a frustrated Junior Tebow on the hill. All set to go. Here's Nathan Church. First and second with two outs. Palm Beach now a two-run lead. And Church takes one in the dirt. Hendry trying to work around the left-handed batter's feet. Runners won't go anywhere. Three infield singles, two errors. A Palm Beach two-run advantage here in the eighth inning. Tebow trying to avoid further damage now. The 1-0 pitch. Low and inside for ball two. 22 pitches, only half of them for strikes by Junior Tebow. And that right-hander throwing in the Marauders' bullpen will likely have to be ready to go by the next batter potentially. 2-0 offering. That's in the dirt as well. Ball three. Tebow just has lost all feel for his pitches right now. Little breeze picking up in from straightaway center field. as indicated by the American flag atop the batter's eye. 3-0 pitch and the fastball. Catch the outside corner. That's a strike. Cardinals playing small ball here in the eighth inning. They have taken their first lead of the game, 6-4, here in the opening game of a six-game set. Two aboard, two outs. Junior Thibault, 3-1 pitch, and Church swings and skies it down the left field line, out of play. One more strike gets him out of the inning. But both runners will get a head start on the 3-2 pitch with two outs. Church, slightly open stance from the left side, choking up just a bit on the handle of the bat. 3-2, there go the runners, swinging a ground ball up the middle. Sung-Che Chang to his left, grabs it, throws to first in time. Inning over, but a couple of runs score, and the Cardinals have a 6-4 lead here at Lee-Com. We head to the bottom of the eighth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network. It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lee-Com Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lee-Com Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Damp, wet infield here at Lee-Com Park tonight. And you can see the footprints in the dew here at Lee-Com Park. As Tuesday night continues, Bradenton trailing Palm Beach 6-4. We go to the bottom of the eighth, and Brendan Dixon takes a pitch low from left-hander Nelfrey Contreras back for his second inning of work. Big lefty works quickly. Here's his 1-0 to Dixon. Way outside for ball two. Marauders led 4-2 after three innings. Palm Beach tied it on a two-run homer by Thomas Francisco in the sixth. Took the lead moments ago in the top of the eighth on three infield singles and two Bradenton errors. The 2-0. Dixon takes low and outside for ball three. The Marauders looking for base runners. And a good start here. 3-0 the count to Brendan Dixon. One of the most disciplined hitters in the FSL. Pitch number four from Contreras is a strike at the knees on the inside corner. So Brendan Dixon still ahead in the count. Look for something to hit here on 3-1. Gently tapping the bat on his shoulder. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. So Dixon might have just chased ball four outside. That doesn't happen much with this righty batter. Always well disciplined. Might have chased one there, though, and the count is now full. Contreras leans in, black glove against his right hip, sets at the chest. The payoff, swing and a miss, down goes Dixon for strike three. Well, Nelfrey Contreras going back to the previous inning, three straight strikeouts, and he has retired each of the four men he has faced. Kicking the mud loose from his cleats as he toes the rubber again, this time facing Wyatt Hendry. He's found his way aboard each of his three plate appearances tonight. Hit by pitch, a double, and a walk. First offering is a Speed pitch for strike one. Southpaw sets, and the 0-1. Hendry looks at strike two. Meanwhile, up north, Dunedin still leading Tampa 3-1. The Marauders in danger of not taking advantage of that Tarpons loss. Those two teams would remain in a tie for first place. Hendry takes one low and in. Remains a frustrating scenario for the Marauders with the way things have trended the last handful of days. Anytime the Marauders win, Tampa has also won. Anytime the Tarpons have lost, the Marauders have also lost. Trying to change the narrative tonight, trailing by just two runs. 1-2 offering. Swing and a ball popped back this way by Hendry. Look out below. Almost came in the crowd. Instead, lands in front of the Marauders dugout. Tres Gonzalez, fifth-round pick by the Pirates this year, picked up that ball. Just added to the Bradenton roster today. Georgia State product. Georgia Tech product, rather. 1-2 pitch. Hendry swings and pops it up. This is on the first base side. Francisco over near the screen and runs out of room. Numbers on the season for Nelfry Contreras aren't pretty. 6.85 ERA. Opponents hitting 292 coming in. He's been lights out tonight so far, though. The 1-2 again to Hendry, swinging a soft bouncer back to the mound. Contreras picks up, turns and throws to first, in time to get Hendry by a step. He was hustling all the way. Two outs, and after the Marauders' bats were explosive in the early innings, they have gone silent over the last several frames here. Perfectly played by Contreras, who had to come halfway toward home plate to feel that little dribbler. Here's Davies Nadal, 0-3, a lefty-on-lefty showdown. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Fastball up to 95. Palm Beach 6, Bradenton 4, home half of the eighth inning at Leacom Park. The 0-1, Nadal takes outside. Contreras' professional career began in the DSL, the Dodgers organization, 2017. Advanced to the Arizona Rookie League, 2018. Pitching short season rookie ball 2019 with the Ogden Raptors. Next pitch is inside. Nadal turns away from it. Almost clipped him. Count goes to 2-1. Mentioned last year, Rancho Cucamonga, single A California League for Contreras. Final year in the Dodgers system, 3.80 ERA. 2-1, swung on, chopped to first. Slow trickler down the line. Nadal hustling, and he's in there safely with an infield single. Just a 70-footer. And with the speed of Davies Nadal, that's all he needs. Norquis Marcos gets the two-out opportunity here in the bottom of the eighth for the Marauders. Tying run at the plate for Bradenton. The pitch to Marcos. He swings and lines it to left field for a base hit. And here come the Marauders here in the eighth inning. Davies Nadal stops at second on the Marcos base knock. Tying run is now on first base, and that brings the go-ahead run to the dish in Josiah Dixon. Marquis Marcos punching that one right halfway between the third baseman and the shortstop. Close, tense spot here, and now we may see a move to the bullpen here. Palm Beach manager Gary Kendall out to the mound, and he asks for the baseball from the left-hander Nelfry Contreras. New pitcher coming in for the Beach Birds. Two aboard for the Marauders, who trail by just two here in the eighth inning. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We're back at Leecon Park, and the new pitcher for the Cardinals is right-hander Andrew Marrero. He is the third man out of the bullpen tonight for the visiting team. Marrero, Cardinals' 18th-round draft pick last year out of UConn. Went straight to Palm Beach after signing. Struggled in 13 appearances. Here in 22, started the season with the Cardinals in Palm Beach. And his first pitch misses low to Josiah Dixon. Spent a month in extended spring training, did Marrero. Returned to the Palm Beach bullpen in late May, and he has been dominant since. ERA at 1.66. Marrero with the 1-0. Dixon takes a filthy slider for strike one. Marrero inherits runners on first and second. Two outs for Bradenton. Bottom of the eighth. Palm Beach leading 6-4. Davies Nadal on second. Norkis Marcos at first base. Funky right-hander Marrero with the 1-1. Runner breaks for third. Throw into third is on the short hop. And Kiriali was playing far behind the bag. Maybe not even aware the runners were moving. So a double steal for Bradenton. Nadal takes third. Norkis Marcos to second. Marauders trying to put the game in motion here, and Jonathan Johnston is coming out of the dugout to talk with plate umpire Warren Eubanks. Are the runners being called back to their bases? Now, the only explanation I can think of here is that Josiah Dixon was called for interference at the plate. So Johnston stares down the two umpires from afar as they get together near the third base side of the mound. I wonder if we can get a look at the Josiah Dixon possible interference there on the catcher's throw to third base. Warren Eubanks, Samuel Carey continue to talk off the third base slope in the mound. Are the runners going to stay put or are they going to be sent back? Now they're calling manager Gary Kendall out of the Palm Beach dugout. I am not sure what Josiah Dixon would have done to elicit that call. So Gary Kendall, Palm Beach skipper, is going to talk with Warren Eubanks, who beckons to him. And Kendall's body language is not overly negative right now. He has his hands on his hips and is turning away, so maybe he's not super thrilled. But good news for the Marauders. Looks like the runners will be allowed to remain in place after all. So after it initially looked like Josiah Dixon was possibly going to be called for interference on the catcher's throw to third, that's negated. So it's Nadal on third, Marcos on second base with two away. And the count 1-2 on Josiah Dixon, trying to deliver a timely hit. Marrero, the pitch. Dixon checks his swing and a pitch to the dirt. Here comes Nadal from third. He scores! And hold on, a check swing strike three called on Dixon. He sprints to first base, nobody covering. And now wait a minute. Josiah Dixon took first base on the third strike wild pitch, a late appeal out on the third strike, but now everybody's clearing the field. Jonathan Johnston having words with Warren Eubanks now, and we're going to keep it here for a second. I am not sure why they're calling Josiah Dixon out when that ball was still live if the pitch was in the dirt on the check swing strike. Josiah Dixon had not left the circle around home plate. This is unbelievable. We'll step aside. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community.
The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeczka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Welcome back to Lee-Comp Park, where the Marauders have just had a brutal end to the bottom of the eighth inning. Here was the situation for those who missed out. Second and third, two outs, 1-2 count on Josiah Dixon. Dixon checked his swing at a 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Pitch got away from the catcher, Crooks. On the play, Davies Nadal raced home from third on the wild pitch. A late appeal on the check swing, and Sam Carey, the base umpire, pumped his fist, signaling strike three. Josiah Dixon, who had not left the dirt circle around home plate, then went sprinting to first base on the evident third strike wild pitch. There was nobody covering first base, so Dixon was evidently safe. However, plate umpire Warren Eubanks signaling Dixon out altogether, and so the teams cleared the field. Jonathan Johnston argued the two umpires got together. The call ends up standing, and Johnston understandably furious. And so the Marauders, instead of staying alive in the inning with the deficit dwindling to one run, 6-5, it remains a 6-4 Palm Beach lead as we head to the top of the ninth inning. Jonathan Johnston not happy about that, and that is just ludicrous. And the fans none too happy about it, so Junior Tebow will go back to work. And that's taking an opportunity right out of the Marauders batter's hands. And a pitch high and inside to Thomas Francisco for ball one. Score was tied 4-4 when the game went to the top of the eighth inning. Palm Beach scraped together two runs to take the lead. Tebow's 1-0, and Francisco looks at a fastball high, and Junior Tebow throws his hands up into the air as if to ask, where did that ball miss? I mean, Junior Tebow can be fiery and competitive. We have not seen him that outright frustrated before, though. The duo, Francisco, takes one high and inside, and he turns away. And that's two of them high and tight in this AB to Francisco, and he doesn't look too happy about that. Wyatt Hendry out to the mound, trying to calm Tebow down now. Temper's probably flaring here on the Bradenton side. Hendry trying to help Tebow collect his thoughts and calm his racing mind. Trying to tell him, hey, let's get this guy. Tebow trying to battle back. Here's the 3-0 delivery. High ball four to Thomas Francisco. He draws the leadoff walk. Jeremy Rivas, the next batter. He's 0-3 with a walk. Palm Beach 6, Bradenton 4. And the pitch. Rivas swings in, dribbles one foul. Knocked down by Hendry, right behind home plate. Relatively quiet and most likely very frustrated Tuesday night crowd here at Lecom. Controversial call ending the eighth inning. 0-1 pitches waved at and missed. Rivas came nowhere close to making contact. 0-2 on a nasty slider from Tebow. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Up and away. And a snap throw to first by Hendry. Francisco back in safely standing up. Tebow, the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, driven to center field. Sergio Campagna eases inward and calmly makes the one-handed catch. One gone here in the top of the ninth. Fly out to center by Jeremy Rivas. That brings up Jimmy Crooks. Walked in the second. Hit by a pitch in the fourth inning. Since then, a line out and a pop out. Oklahoma product playing in just his seventh game as a professional. Tebow ready, a man on first, and the pitch. A fastball just high. Six runs, nine hits for Palm Beach. Four runs, nine hits for Bradenton. They left two men stranded in the eighth inning on a controversial call that left those men stranded. The 1-0. Breaking ball. That's in for a strike. Nice looking slide piece from the righty. Crooks, no batting gloves. Left-handed batter wiggles the bat over his shoulder. 1-1 pitch. Misses down and away. Right-hander throwing in the bullpen for Bradenton. Can't quite get an ID on who it is yet. The 2-1 offering. Fastball. That's in there for strike two. Tebow throwing the gas. 95 there on the heater. Now time called by Crooks. Palm Beach catcher trying to deliver a hit as the visitors look to add on to their lead here in the ninth inning. They're in front by two. Tebow trying to keep this game as close as possible, meanwhile, for the Marauders. Tebow's 2-2 pitch. Taken low, ball three. Out in the Bradenton bullpen, that's Drew Irvine. Right-hander made his single-A debut last week in Fort Myers. Three balls and two strikes with Francisco on first and one out. Francisco breaks for second. 3-2 pitch, swung on, bounced up the middle. Second baseman Marcos gloves it, only plays to first. Overhand throw to first base gets him there. So two outs, but Francisco in motion avoids the double play for the Cardinals. He's in a scoring position. So Francisco, not normally a guy who runs a whole lot, but that turns out to be a shrewd call there by manager Gary Kendall, putting the steal on. Two outs, a man on second. Junior Tebow trying to strand Thomas Francisco at second base. He faces Chris Rotondo, who is 2-for-4. The toss. Fastball swung on, driven to right field. Fairly deep, Josiah Dixon back. He has room to work. Shy of the warning track. To his left, he makes the catch. Inning over. A man left stranded, but the Marauders down to their final three outs, trailing by two. We'll be right back here in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect.
That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Marauders looking for a rally here in the ninth inning at Lecom Park. They trail Palm Beach 6-4. Right-hander Andrew Marrero back to work on the mound for the Cardinals, and he gets a breaking ball into the zone, strike one on Sungche Chang. Top of the order for Bradenton. Sungche Chang, Sergio Campagna, Juan Jerez due up. The 0-1. Breaking ball again inside, and that clips Chang, and he'll head down to first base on a hit-by-pitch. Marrero can't believe it. But plate umpire Warren Eubanks, not the least bit of hesitation, points Chang down to first base. Well, looks like it got just a little bit of his jersey, or maybe Chang's elbow. Breaking ball came a little too far inside. Here's Sergio Campagna. He represents the tying run at the dish. Marrero deals. Breaking ball hammered to left field on the line. In for a base hit. Chang stops at second. And here come the Marauders. The potential winning run comes to the plate in Juan Jerez. Juan Jerez nearly the hero on Sunday in Fort Myers, a go-ahead three-run homer. Marauders went on to win the game, but it was sometime later. Jerez's power has been really coming to the forefront lately. First and second, nobody out here in the ninth. Bradenton trailing by two. Here's the pitch by Marrero. Jerez swings and fouls it back. 0-1. The Marauders have not been a team of very many late comebacks this year. Bradenton went trailing after eight innings this season. They're 1-34. The 0-1. High and inside for ball one. The Marauders trying to beat the odds here in the bottom of the ninth inning against Palm Beach. Chang on second, Campagna on first. He's the tying run. Chang dancing off second, the 1-1. Low and outside, and Jerez checks his swing, and he is rung up on strike two by Warren Eubanks. You got to be really sure about that to make that call without so much as an appeal. Jerez didn't seem to care for it. Mild-mannered right-handed batter, though, doesn't protest. The count 1-2 now. Marrero, a couple of looks back at second. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, is just high for ball two. Jerez lives to see at least one more pitch. Nobody out, two aboard for the Marauders here in the ninth inning. The 2-2, breaking ball, bounce to third, softly, Kiriali gloves it, and gets all mixed up. He'll go for the force play at third base as Sungche Chang hunkered back. He was about to pull the Javi Baez play. Sungche Chang went into a back pedal, and that distracted Kiriali from starting a double play. So the Marauders are able to avoid a double play, and instead the Palm Beach Cardinals have to get just the one out on the force play at third. Good thinking there by Chang, and right as Kiriali turned and ran to third, Chang hustling full speed trying to beat it. Not quite. Here's Jack Brannigan. One out, two aboard. The pitch. Brannigan takes a fastball just high and outside. Some momentum building for the Marauders. They're trying to keep it going. Here's the set by Marrero. The electric Riney with the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball swung on, lifted to center field, fairly deep. Scott moving back, back pedal. He makes the catch. Runner tagging from second. That is Campagna. He heads to second base and tagging from first into second base safely is Juan Jerez. Two men tag up and both advance safely for Bradenton. But now the Marauders down to their final out here in the ninth inning. However, shrewd base running puts the Marauders in a much favorable spot. Center fielder Scott had his momentum going backwards there on the back pedal, catching the fly ball. And so both base runners taking full advantage. Brendan Dixon will be the batter, trying to deliver a clutch hit to at least bring the Marauders within one. Now time called by Dixon right before he gets fully settled in the box. Here's the set by Marrero. He kicks and deals, breaking ball low for ball one. Both runners will be trying to read a pitch in the dirt quickly. Campagna will be looking to score from third. Jimmy Crooks, the catcher, though, has been a wall behind home plate tonight. Marrero's 1-0 to Dixon. He takes a fastball for a strike. Cardinals trying to spoil the opener of this homestand here in Bradenton. The Marauders trying to battle back here in the ninth, trailing by two with two in scoring position. 1-1 offering. Dixon swings and misses for strike two. He chased the fastball high. Campagna on third, Jerez on second base. Dixon trying to deliver a base hit here in the ninth. 1-2 from Marrero. Breaking ball. Strike three called on the inside corner. And that is the ball game. A bewildered Brendan Dixon strikes out looking on a pitch that he thought was low and inside, but the ABS doesn't lie. The Marauders leave two stranded here in scoring position in the ninth inning, and Palm Beach comes away with a win here on this Tuesday night. We will step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show is coming your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Leacom Park for the Marauders postgame show. Spencer Smith back with you on this Tuesday night. A frustrating loss for the Marauders. They dropped this game 6-4 to the Palm Beach Cardinals. And as a light drizzle begins to fall here over Leacom Park, here's how tonight's game went. Bottom of the first inning, the Marauders struck first. They caught Sung Che Cheng and Sergio Campagna aboard with back-to-back walks. They ended up scoring on a fielder's choice and a throwing error by Palm Beach on a play that should have been an inning-ending double play. 2-0 Bradenton lead didn't last long. Top of the second, the Beachbirds tied the score up on a Michael Chiarelli two-run double to right field over the head of Josiah Dixon. The Marauders, relatively shortly thereafter, bottom of the third, broke the 2-2 tie and plated two runs in the bottom of the third inning. Brennan Dixon, an RBI single. He later scored on an infield single by Norquis Marcos. The score stood 4-2 Bradenton after three innings. Into the top of the sixth, Thomas Francisco crushed a two-run game-tying homer into the Bradenton bullpen. That locked the score at four apiece. And into this, the eighth inning, top of the eighth inning, a little small ball for the Cardinals. Three infield singles, two Marauders errors came at an inopportune time. That gave Palm Beach a 6-4 advantage. The Marauders showed late life in the ninth inning. Sung Che Cheng hit by a pitch. Sergio Campagna singled. Juan Jerez bounced into a fielder's choice. But then Jack Brannigan, a fly out to center field. And Brendan Dixon struck out looking on a pitch that he did not think was a strike. And that's your ball game. Final score is 6-4. Final totals in this game for Palm Beach. 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They left 10 men on base. And for the Marauders, 4 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors. And they, too, left 10 men on base. The winning pitcher in relief is Nelfry Contreras. The loss goes to Junior Tebow. Both of his runs allowed, by the way, unearned. The save goes to the right-hander Andrew Marrero. That is his 6th save of the season. Time of game, 2 hours and 45 minutes in front of a crowd of 502 here on this Tuesday at Leacom Park. With the Cardinals' win, they improved to 223-14. In the second half, they remain in first place in the East Division, and the Marauders, with their loss, have a 3-game win streak come to an end. They dropped to 23-14 in the second half, and trying to get the Tampa score up here. Tampa Tarpons currently trail Dunedin 9-1 in the top of the ninth inning. So, assuming that game goes to the Dunedin Blue Jays, the Marauders would remain tied for Tampa for first place atop the West Division standings. However, a win would have put the Marauders in full possession of first place tonight. Unfortunately, that was not in the cards. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we will give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Marauders postgame show continues here at Leacom Park. It's now time to name our Marauders player of the game. And tonight, those honors go to Brendan Dixon. Two runs batted in tonight's game for Dixon. He went 1-for-5, and his couple of runs driven in helped make this a close game. Unfortunately, not quite enough for the Marauders in this 6-4 loss. But for his hard-nosed efforts, Brendan Dixon, tonight's Marauders player of the game. Tonight, or rather tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon, excuse me. Wow, it's been a long day here. The Marauders continue their series with the Cardinals with a 12 p.m. first pitch on their Wednesday matinee game. Right-hander Carlos Jimenez scheduled to get the ball for the Marauders. He will go against right-hander Tink Hentz. He's the Cardinals' number 7 prospect in the organization, an exciting right-hander to watch. So we encourage you to follow along, or if you can, make it out to the ballpark here at Leacom. Tickets are available online at BradentonMarauders.com, and we hope to see you out here. Once again, the final score tonight, Palm Beach Cardinals 6, Santa Marauders 4. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Lecom Park in Bradenton.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.